No, I was actually looking online to see if there was any new dirt on the cop watchers. I ended up finding dirt on cops in Indiana on a police website. I put the story over there in front of you, and I have the audio. I go ahead and read it first.
A federal lawsuit accuses Hammond.
No.
The incident happened around 3:30 p.m. on September 24th when Lisa Mahone was pulled over as she drove with a friend, Jamal Jones, and her two children, 7 and 14, according to the lawsuit filed Monday in Indiana. The officer told Mahone, 47, that she was stopped for not wearing her seatbelt and asked her for her driver's license. The officer also asked to see Jones's identification, according to both police and the lawsuit.
Jones was the one in the passenger seat.
Yes. Mahone produced her license, but Jones told the officer he had been ticketed for not paying his insurance and didn't have his license. Jones claims the officer drew his gun for no reason after Jones retrieved the ticket from his backpack and offered the ticket to the officer. But police say Jones refused to hand over the ticket. Jones refused to lower the window more than a small amount, then told the officer that he was not going to do the officer's job for him to get a piece of paper. The first officer then called for backup after asking Jones several more times to provide his name. As the backup officer arrived, the first...
Did he never tell him his name?
I guess not.
Okay.
I mean, he said, I don't have my license because I'm not supposed to have it, so...
Yeah, I'm a passenger. Now, they weren't complying with everything the police officer said, but the way this ended, even by my standards, and I'm pro-police, especially now that I've been deputized.
Oh, yes, that's right. Look at that salute.
That's for Captain Howard. Every time I say that, I want to say Captain Howard, Captain Fine, yeah. Captain Howard.
I'm glad, because most times you say it, I'm thinking it.
But go ahead.
As the backup officer arrived, the first officer saw the passenger inside the vehicle drop his left hand behind the center console. Fearing for officer safety, the first officer ordered the passenger to show his hands and then repeatedly asked him to exit the vehicle. The lawsuit says Jones refused to leave the car, quote, because he feared the officers would harm him. Around this time, Mahone shifted the car into gear and began moving until officers warned her that a stop strip had been placed in front of her car and would puncture her tires. Mahone told officers they were on the way to hospital in Chicago to visit her sick mother. In a video recorded by Mahone's 14-year-old son, she can be heard calling the Hammond Police Department to explain the situation.
Oh, that's who she's talking to. Okay. I couldn't figure it out. I cut the audio way down, but I left the part in where you can see that they're really not being abusive. People in the car.
Okay.
I understand the cops are going to have to do something, but I don't know. This federal lawsuit may hold up. I think we're at the point where I could play the audio.
Okay.
Because I saw the video first, and I didn't really understand what was going on. That's why I printed the story.
Okay.
Yes, my mom. No, I'm not making it worse now. I'm scared for my life. Because he just pulled a gun on us, and we don't have a gun.
Go ahead.
You a white shirt?
What's that?
A white shirt. I'm asking for a white shirt. I don't know what's going on.
I'm guessing that's like a captain. A white shirt?
I guess.
I just gave him my information. I don't know what's going on now.
Right, okay.
I don't know what's going on. I never got out of the vehicle from being in the passenger side. You know what I'm saying?
I never got the insurance. I gave it to him. Okay. Now, he asked the man.
Y'all got white shirts here?
The sitting beside me. He asked me.
I got somebody in charge of y'all.
He said he didn't have any ID.
Well, I just gave him my information.
So, they asked him, you know, and I said,
I know it gets confusing because she's talking, he's talking. But it gets a little more clear here in a second.
Okay. Give me my information. Y'all got my information, right?
I don't have my license. I guess he's looking for his information in his book bag. When he digs in his book bag, they pulls a gun out. What was the purpose of a gun? And now they asking me to open my door so I could get out. I'm scared. If you can pull out a gun in front of two, it's two kids in the back seat.
Open the door for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
No, don't mess my... Now they're about to mess my... No!
I'm not the operator of this vehicle, so if you do that... All right, I'm not the operation of this vehicle.
Are you going to open the door?
Why do you say somebody's not going to hurt you? People are getting shot by the police.
Oh, shit! Damn!
could tell she shook up about it.
Man, no kidding.
They bust out the passenger window, tase him through the window.
Yeah.
And then pull him out of the car.
Okay.
That was crazy. Damn. This is better than watching. It's like Cops in 3D.
I really would have expected more of a reaction out of her, especially in the buildup, because she's saying hey, people getting shot. And then loud noise happens.
And obviously they had to bust out one of the front windows because there are children in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like I said, it even surprised me. They could have, again, I'm not second-guessing police protocol, but they could have just waited them out. It's like, we're not letting you go until you get out of the car. We're going to go sit over here in a squad car. You wave when you're ready to get out.
As boring as that is, that's what I was thinking about while reading the story, was just they're in the car, kids are in the car, they don't want to get out and cooperate with you, so hand it off to somebody else. Call SWAT. Hey, we have a possible hostage situation. These people will not comply. There are children in the car. We don't know what the situation is.
You mean back it up to the smash?
Yeah.
Oh. What was...
Now, in the defense of the police, they said they were going to open the door for him.
They did say that.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
His information in his book bag, when he digs in his book bag, they pulls a gun out. What was the purpose of a gun? And now they asking me to open my door so I could get out. I'm scared. If you can pull out a gun in front of two, it's two kids in the back seat.
Open the door for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
No, don't mess my... Now they're about to mess my... No!
I'm not the operator
now
in this vehicle,
bless
so
my
if, you
window.
If you do that... All right, I'm not the operation in this vehicle.
Are you going to open the door?
Why do you say somebody's not going to hurt you? People are getting shot by the police.
Oh, shit! Damn!
That was crazy. This is... Wait, this is... Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Take it off.
This is crazy.
Take it out, man. Why would y'all do that?
Angie, come on.
Talk about what, man?
Okay.
Now you can read the rest of the story if it explains anything else. But then now there's a federal lawsuit going along with this.
Right. And yeah. Yeah, the rest of the part is pretty much just the stuff that we already know. The stuff that one officer tells Jones, if he does not step out of the car, they will have to open the door for him. Jones nods, and after a few moments, one officer breaks the window with a club and uses a taser on Jones. Then the officers pull Jones out of the car as Mahone's 7-year-old daughter can be heard in the backseat crying. Lawsuit says shards of glass hit the girl and the boy in the back seat. Police said the officers took the action, quote, fearing the occupants of the vehicle may have possessed a weapon and seeing the passenger repeatedly reach towards the rear seats of the vehicle. Now, in that video that you saw that was being shot by the 14-year-old boy was... Jones, the passenger, was he doing that? Was he sticking his hands back in the console behind the seat or anything?
It was hard to tell because the kid was recording it with the phone vertically.
I understand. Okay. Well, this story also says that a police officer recorded the incident as well. Okay. So that's where maybe you get a little perspective from their side. Maybe you see him, as they say, fidgeting.
Why not? And they may have done this. Why don't you put your hands... Keep your hands on the dash so we all stay safe. Don't reach for anything.
Right. The last time I checked, if you do exactly as an officer asks you to do, you usually end up okay. If an officer says, hey, I would like to see your license, you tell them it's...
I would like for you to have it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want you to have this. How it's in my back pocket. Would you like to get it? I'll keep my hands on the steering wheel. I will lean forward. You can grab it. You can grab whatever else you want while you're down there. I don't care.
I'm black. It'll be a treat for you.
Or would you like me to reach and grab? Either way, I'm cool.
Yeah, I can understand being black and being worried about being shot. But I can also understand the cops, if they see him reaching into the backpack at that point, I would have commanded as a deputy. Don't reach for anything again, because obviously he didn't pull out a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hands on the dash. This is for everyone's safety, yours and ours.
Right.
And don't take them off the dash until we figure this out. I think I'm ready to be a real cop.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Ready to put that deputy star into action?
I didn't get no star. I got a plaque. Yeah. How the hell am I going to sew that to my uniform?
Man, do like to do on the cop shows. Just put on a chain around your neck. Look cooler that way.
They call me Biggie Cop.
Regress.
They're just going to have a great big badge made about the size of a hubcap hanging around my neck. That way I can relate to everybody in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Or do like, who's that guy that wears a big clock around his neck?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, do that. The little sign says, time to get arrested.
You'd be popular. No doubt about that.
I think I'd trust me, regardless of the race.
Oddly, yeah.
Get out of a squad car with some tune stumping. Mm-hmm. Nice subwoofer. Car ain't got to bounce. Just some tune so they know I love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or dude, like Officer Lonnie with his, soothing siren that he uses.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really the one. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
How are you going to be scared of that? Or even this?
Yeah, if I... See, that's a siren I want to pull over for.
Because you know there's love behind it.
Uh-huh. To protect, serve, and love.
I know if he writes me a ticket... It's all out of love.
Or maybe you were just a little bit bad.
I pulled you over because looks like you need a hug. That's the way I roll. I'm off to Lonnie. Now get on out of that car and give me a hug.
That would be an interesting... approach for an officer when they pull somebody over.
It's all right to get out. You look at my badge. It says love, cop.
Mm.
That's my badge number. Everybody loves to pull over for the officer Lonnie. Because everybody gets a gift.
Surely look into that change of the siren stuff.
Bitches all over town breaking the law.
Just hoping to get pulled over.
Man, I hope that's Officer Lonnie. Who else is it going to be? Mm-hmm. Who else uses a siren like that?
Either him or Lieutenant Denzel.
Great big purple fire truck. Crushed velvet cape.
It's pretty cool how they managed to take the fire hose and line it with velvet.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
I thought you were going someplace else.
No.
Painted all the fire hoses black. Ran big veins alongside of it.
I was going a little more PG.
Fire hose is 2 feet wide.
6 inches. All right, 8 inches long, 2 feet wide.
Woo!
Damn. I call this my shotgun blast. Mm. So, I don't know. You see the video and you go, he is not going to, yeah, he is. Smash the window.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you're right. It's sudden, it seems to happen quickly, but you're right. The officer said, hey, open the door, we're going to open it for you. However, This is all armchair policing.
Yeah, not our job.
But it's, if the people in the car seem a little hesitant, I'm not going to go quite so far as to say combative, but if they seem hesitant, then take further control of the situation and say, you know what? How about we all just do this? Like you were saying, Russ, put your hands on the dash. You get off the phone. Let's all pay attention to me right now. And we'll all get through this nicely. You didn't have your seatbelt on. I'm going to give you a ticket for that. You in the passenger seat, I'd like to see your hands at all times. Put them on the roof of the car. and don't move. And I'm not going to shoot you. And we're all happy.
Doesn't that sound fair?
I'd comply.
Except for you, the passenger. Everybody thinks it sounds fair. Hold up your hand. I don't know. I'd have to maybe let Captain Howard see it, the video,
yeah,
and get his take on it.
And the things like with these types of situations, and this is probably why it was posted to this police website, they're constantly used for continuing training to assess what could have been done better.
Yeah, and there was no commentary on the police website. It was just the news story that you read and the video.
And that's interesting. Because most people can't help themselves, especially if you're posting something on any site.
Maybe they don't allow it on it. I think the website is police. It's at the top of that page.
Yeah, it's police1.com. And I've seen stuff on that site before. I know the comments are possible. But usually when someone posts something, they'll offer their take on it on some level.
I'm curious if there was any other protocol that you could have used or should have used as a police officer. Especially if they're not bad-mouthing. They're in the car. I can tell they're afraid. Obviously, they were, because the chick called 911.
Yeah.
And try and control it that way. That's the way I do it as a deputy.
Mm-hmm. That strong salute.
Thank you. Okay. Got a long or short break coming up, Chloe?
Long break.
Oh, okay. We'll drop some spots. All right, screw it. We'll go ahead and break here. We'll come back with something. Something.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link Hyundai.
I got to do this again.
All right, that's fine.
Ready?
Ready.
I knew I'd forget one. 3:35. First check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Jim Miller. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back to Big Town. In Garland, northbound 635, just after Northwest Highway, got a stalled vehicle. Sorry, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Centerville Ferguson. And a big one in Arlington, eastbound I-20, just before Green Oaks. Got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Anglin Road. This one also causing a backup on the East Loop back from Martin Street. That whole area is jacked up. It's about a half hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Grapevine Mills. Tonight, clear skies, 71 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high around 91. Right now, it is 94 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Shoot the dirty cowboy
glove
over my face!
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Actually, you were right. On that police website, there was a comment section. I think you have to be law enforcement. I don't know how they verify it, but you have to be law enforcement to make comments.
Mm.
I wouldn't say it was 50-50, but there were officers that commented that said, I don't know why you would opt for breaking out the window. Could understand being concerned if he reached for the backpack.
Right.
Other ones said, you don't comply with commands, you get your window knocked down. I'm paraphrasing, but that was seemed to be about the two sentiments out of all of them.
Yeah, it actually makes me feel better because it's kind of what we were saying.
All right.
Because a lot of it, I think, can be based on common sense. In addition to whatever the law says you can or cannot do, common sense is usually a good fallback.
And I can't remember if you said this on the air or off, with everything going on in Ferguson.
Yeah. At the time this happened, I think it was mid-late September.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a time when feelings, emotions, everything's heightened. And here you have a situation where it's two black passengers in the vehicle, right? And then you have the police officers, you know, pulling them over for a seatbelt deal, and everybody's tense. That's where I think as us officers, it helps to be aware of what's going on, because I don't know how you couldn't be, and try to be a little more sensitive to that. Try to be. I'm not saying you have to be and you've got to be Superman about it, but they're scared. They're obviously scared.
People in the car.
Yes.
And I would think you'd have to just consider overall big picture. We stopped them for a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Is this all worth it?
And not only that, but I think sometimes police officers may forget that when they pull somebody over, that person's adrenaline's going, they're scared. Most of the time, they're just scared. They're wigged out a little bit.
A lot of our cop friends say when they get pulled over.
Yeah.
Especially Dennis, the Dallas cop that we know that's a drunk. Why are they pulling me over? Can't they see I'm in a squad car?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Come around!
Yeah, I still remember the day that a cop called in and said that he gets nervous when he gets pulled over, when he's just in his regular car.
So, I think it's obviously it's Pavlovian. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's an opportunity there to try to be a calming presence in the face of, you know, fear. On the other hand, I'm sure that there are some officers that enjoy
thrive
that.
On it.
Like, look, he's scared. I'm going to go up and tap on his window with the nightstick.
Watch this. I'm going to stand outside his window. Watch.
Don't do the head thing.
Just the lean in back really quick. Okay. What audio you got? Or you want to start news?
I've actually got quite a bit of audio. Let's start with, there's a new Wisdom Teeth video that is popular right now. This is cut number 4. This is a 17-year-old near Raleigh, North Carolina. His name is Cody. This is right after he got his wisdom teeth out, and he started freaking out because Beyonce didn't show up for his surgery. The reason why he's so into Beyonce is apparently he's a competitive hip-hop dancer, so he's very much into Beyonce.
What do they use for sedation now for wisdom teeth?
This guy is reacting as if he was fully knocked out. So this
because when I had
just
my wisdom teeth out, I think it was all injections. And then while it was going on, gas.
And they still have that option. Now it depends on a couple of things, but you have the option to get the full-on knockout. That's what I believe this is.
Okay.
What are these? Well, I don't want
them. No, you have to leave them in your mouth.
I'm choking on them.
You're not choking on them. Everything's going to be fine.
You don't know if I'm choking on it or not.
It feels that way, though.
Probably still has cotton balls in his mouth.
He does, but this is actually worse because it's not just like the wadded up, you know, the tube-looking thing, cotton balls. He's also got full-on, like, surgical napkins sticking straight out of the corner of his mouth. So he looks kind of like a walrus.
And who were you looking for?
Where's Beyonce?
Beyonce couldn't make it. Well, she couldn't make it. It's going to be okay.
How old is this kid?
17.
It's all right, bubby. Do you want to call her when we get home?
No. She lies to me, Mom.
It's all right, Cody. Everything's going to be fine.
I don't feel good.
You don't feel good?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, you're not going to be sick. Everything's going to be fine.
They can't be giving them full-blown anesthesia because then you got have an anesthesiologist. Well, I guess they could put a thing over their nose to breathe. All right, I guess they are knocking them all the way out.
That's how mine was done. I made sure to.
You have a thing over your nose?
No, they just gave me the IV.
Yeah?
And then after that, they may have put a thing over my nose. I don't know.
I bet they did.
They might have. they gave me that shot, and I went to Loopy Land.
Hmm. Okay.
We just left the dentist office. You just had surgery.
On what?
They took your teeth out.
I see.
You don't. They took the back ones out.
What do you think, all of them?
Yeah. It's like, what did have surgery on?
She should have played that.
They took your teeth out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just for cleaning, and they realized, that's okay. We'll get you some nice ones. You like those chattery ones, don't you?
We're going to be okay. Do you know where we're going?
Africa?
To Africa?
To see Beyonce.
You're going to see Beyonce in Africa?
Yeah.
Okay. When would you like to go?
Now.
Just till we get to the house.
Says who?
Dr. French says who?
Well, Dr. French is American. So what does she know?
I'm gonna lose it.
I'm not too good.
No, you're fine. Just relax. Put your head back and breathe slow.
You can't talk. I'm Beyonce. You don't tell me what to do.
What did he say?
I'm Beyonce. You can't tell me what to do.
Man, he better move schools, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that they checked with the kid before they posted this on YouTube. I didn't even think about kids at school because he's crying his ass off.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, he actually, it was the mom that posted it on YouTube. And she, in the description, she does the motherly thing and brags on her son. She's like, this is my son, 17, blah, blah. But he's a world-class competitive hip-hop dancer. That's why he's so into Beyonce.
Did she ask him before she posted it?
That part, I did not see that.
Well, we all know his new name at school.
Yeah.
It's Beyonce.
Yeah. I get... Because more and more of these videos on YouTube, I guess this is a common occurrence.
Yeah, it's popular. And I would think, as a parent, you could use this to your advantage. Because wisdom teeth extraction is typically teenagers. Teenagers are also ones that typically get in trouble. You can't beat them anymore. So, use this as leverage. Say, this is what I've got. I've got you calling yourself Beyonce. Yeah. You mess up just this much. And it hits YouTube.
I'm just curious. I'm pulling it up now. Anesthesia IV. For patient depends on the nature of surgical procedure. Nitrous. Yeah. Office-based IV with local anesthetic. That's what you got.
Yeah. Well, if it's local, that means just the area that being injected will go numb.
Well, they may numb your mouth along with the IV you got in your arm.
Okay, got it.
Little shots.
Yes.
Intravenous line, the patient falls asleep and is completely unaware of the procedure being performed. Medications most commonly used are some type of opiate.
Okay.
Benzodiazepine. Blah, blah, blah. Supplemental oxygen is delivered through a nasal breathing apparatus, and the patient's vital signs are closely monitored.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I had. And you do, you wake up just all sorts of just weird.
General anesthesia or IV sedation may be necessary if local anesthesia fails to anesthetize the surgical... Okay. Yeah, I was awake for mine.
Yeah, see, my mom was for hers as well. She told me about when she'd have teeth pulled before I got my wisdom teeth done, and she described being able to hear the bone crunching as they're extracting.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not doing that.
I don't think at the time you care. And I know Tommy, my dentist, I guess one was impacted. I know he had to cut one of them out.
Yeah, that's how a couple of mine were.
So I remember, you know, my head moving back and forth, and he's going, hang on.
Well, where am I going?
And the surgery wasn't any big deal. It's the aftermath. I think it was a couple of weeks before I got past all that.
Really?
My brother had his out. My mom said he was eating fried chicken that night.
I wasn't quite that good, but I felt really good after I woke up and came out of everything later on that night. By the next day, I felt 100%, other than the fact that just, you know, the stitches.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was had a roommate at the time, so this was obvious. This was probably early 80s. And Eric was taking care of me, and all I could hear were the people in the apartment above us. And I went,
did they buy elephants?
Hmm?
Do they have elephants out there?
I don't think they have any elephants, Russ.
I can hear the shots coming.
Can you please go talk to the elephant people? It's just even that noise of them walking around was giving me pain.
How old were you when you had yours yanked?
I would have been 22, 23.
Okay.
I'm just looking more at the sedation. Sedation for the fearful. Nitrous. Damn, I love nitrous. I wish I had a dentist on the take. So we could get a bottle up here. Or just have it at night.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Think of all the calories I could drop just by doing nitrous.
How would that drop calories?
I wouldn't drink.
Oh.
Well, the great thing is you start getting dizzy, you just take it off your nose, get a few puffs in of normal air, and go back to it. You can't tell me dentists don't take that stuff home.
It's Friday night.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah, you know they bust those out at the dentist office Christmas party.
Reasons not to use nitrous oxide. There are no major contradictions to using nitrous oxide. You may want to use it if you have, you may not want to use it if you have emphysema, exotic chest problems, MS, a cold, or other difficulties with breathing.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So you got like a...
implants?
You'll make me say it.
Exotic chest problems?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't have no nitrous.
Why not?
I got Terry Dorsey.
That's right.
I didn't even think about that until you gave me the face.
I saw another Maserati today.
Did you?
Yeah. It's a black one today.
Do you just laugh?
I do.
Sorry if I've ruined Maseratis for anybody.
Well, I used to have a different thought when I saw Maseratis. Now it's Terry Dorsey, so it's fine. I just thought it's funny that the last two mornings I've seen one. And I first look at it, and what I want to do is pull up next to the driver and just be like, hey, it's a nice Dorsey.
Yeah. Is that a 2014 Dorsey?
It's exotic.
Don't they kind of look like Jaguars?
A little bit.
I wonder what those run. I'm in a market for a new car.
They also kind of look like the newer model Lotus.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Lotus looks like. Who makes those?
I think Lotus.
Lotus.
Oh, I didn't know it was its own car. Oh, that's weird. I almost said wicked. I can't say wicked no more. I'm 54. Yeah, different models, Lotus. How much is a Lotus?
I have no idea. Hmm. The ones that I most recently seen, though, they're really small.
Oh, I don't want small.
No. You can get a good sized Maserati though.
For how much?
Oh, that I couldn't. I assume six figures.
They don't have a low end Maserati, like a Hawkeye.
Damn,
Hawkeye model.
Neiman Marcus announced one today in their Christmas catalog for $95,000.
There you go.
Well, obviously, you got to be able to get them cheaper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean,
buying a Maserati at a catalog.
All right, well, you can find a dealer, probably get one for 75, 80 grand then.
Oh, yeah. Steal.
I don't know. I've always driven American cars.
Well, they have the Chrysler version that was put out for a couple of years.
What is it called?
I don't remember. I just remember the emblem on the front, and it looked a lot like a Chrysler LeBaron.
Okay. I'll look at something during the break. I may just get another Challenger. Wait for the Hellcat to come out.
And that the car you said you weren't going to get?
Yeah, I said that.
Someone's going to win the pool.
I don't know. If I'm going to spend that much, I'd buy a Corvette. I can't decide.
Oh, there's only a way.
see. American foreign. Somebody could just call in and help me. The contractor's working today?
I don't think so. I think that's healthy. Beating on the glass.
Maybe time to get back into a pickup truck.
It's always a good time for a pickup.
And now that you got the foreign models that are full-sized.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Toyota Tundra.
That's a good one.
I like them.
Probably don't even need the extended warranty.
No, it's Toyota.
Ah, there's something about driving an American truck, though. Foreign. Domestic.
Contractor's working fast today.
All right. What was the other thing I had a quandary about last time we brought this up? Oh, yeah. Never got an answer on this. Wonder if God really exists.
He's going to come through that window.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walmart. Let's start off in Arlington, eastbound I-20, a big one right now. Eastbound I-20 between Highway 287 and Green Oaks. Highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now traffic is completely stopped back from camp for this one, also causing a backup on the east loop back from Barrie. It's about an hour delay through it. Into Garland, northbound 635, right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident there, blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Centerville Fergus. About an hour, this one involving an overturned vehicle. And in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Northwest Highway. Got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Knox Henderson. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by UPSjobs.com. Clear skies tonight, 71 for an overnight low, then tomorrow partly cloudy, 91 for the high. It's 96 right now. The 97.1, the Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L.
Now.
The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I just looked up and saw that CBS 11 just ran a tease for that story, that federal lawsuit in Indiana.
Oh, really?
I didn't think it was a viral story yet.
I didn't either, especially.
I found it just by accident. Came out in the news, or it was on that police website that I found it on yesterday.
Yeah, and actually it says it was posted on the police website 10-6 and 7, based on an incident that happened September 24th. So, yeah, maybe this is one of those things that'll end up just picking up steam, and then next thing you know, you got national coverage.
What was the city? Was it Hammond?
Yes.
Yeah. Shows up if you specifically search for it.
Especially, even though you found this on the police website, the byline is the Chicago Tribune, so this isn't going to fly under the radar. It's already on the Tribune.
Yeah, and that was posted. I pulled up the Tribune's site. What is it with all of these freaking media sites? I get really, truly fewer pop-ups on porn sites.
I believe that.
And it shows it was posted in the Chicago Tribune on October 7th, which was today. Okay. Well, I guess it is breaking news. I just found it by... I hate to be ahead of the curve on stuff.
I know, but sometimes it just can't be helped.
Well, I'll just fix that in post.
No.
All right. You want to play more audio? You want to start news?
I am open. However, let's... yesterday we had talked about the chick from the Beverly Hills Housewives of New Jersey, the Teresa Giudice. And her husband, Joe, he was sentenced to 41 months in prison, she 15.
All right, hold on. There's breaking news in Arlington.
They They are completely shut down. This is a fatal accident that occurred.
Alfie, did you already cover this one?
Yep.
Creeping through earlier now. I don't see any cars going through those eastbound lanes, so police with their investigation unit there have likely completely shut things down. The traffic you see backed up, that's westbound lanes. All lanes westbound are open.
What's the location, Alfie?
Eastbound 20 between 287 and Green Oaks, completely shut down right now.
This could go as late as maybe 5:30, if not a little bit later, before they get things cleared up. But well over...
They're doing a long shot with it from the helicopter, and...
Again, that's westbound 30. Make that
there's no,
20,
no traffic on 20, the
and this backup all the way
the eastbound side, right, Alvin?
Yes.
So it looks to be about at least a mile and a half, couple of mile backup, and it's rising here at a quarter after the hour.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's okay. All right, so Real Housewives of New Jersey, the chick that's going to jail for 15 months along with her husband for 41 months.
What a dog.
Yeah, the chick with the wide eyes. Wow. Well, they were on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo last night with Andy Cohen. And cut number 7. This is so weird to me because I cannot imagine being charged with some type of criminal offense.
Federal.
And federal at that, and not having any clue what's going on. Cut 7. This is the Teresa chick on What Happens Live.
I don't know. I just thought I thought my lawyer was going to fight for me. I mean, that's what lawyers do when they, I don't know. I just, that's why you hire an attorney. You put it in their hands. I mean, I was, whatever they wanted from me, believe me, I've always, followed their direction. Whatever they wanted, I gave them. I'm not trying to hide anything.
You both have a huge legal team, crisis management. You've got everything around you. How is it possible that you went back in for sentencing yesterday and the judge said there are all of these omissions in your paperwork? That's what I didn't understand.
You mean things that were missing?
Yes.
Yeah. Because-
all the omissions in the paperwork. Now, I don't think he shot on any of the paperwork.
There are all of these omissions in your paperwork. That's what I didn't understand.
You
is
mean things that were missing?
Yes. Yeah, because it seems like that was based on why shocked. You got such a tough
well,
sentence.
That's why I was shocked, because I wanted whatever I needed to do, I would do.
So what was that conversation with your lawyers like after you left court?
After I left court, I just left court. I never spoke to my attorneys. It was done. The judge made a decision. Who's done?
She has no idea. She is completely oblivious. I am actually...
Does she know what she was found guilty of?
I assumed so, but that's not what I'm kind of afraid of. I'm wondering, her attorneys probably should have looked at the fact that she might be too stupid to realize what she's being charged with.
Why did she get... Her husband got 41 months,
mm-hmm.
and she got 15?
Yes.
Well, obviously, she wasn't as... She was an accessory, but whatever she did obviously wasn't as bad as what the dad did, husband.
You're right. That's why her sentence was less. Her charges were less serious. But she didn't even realize that she was going to serve time. She just thought this is one of those things that she'd get some sort of slap on the wrist, they pay some money back, and that would be it.
What did they owe? I know they owed money to the IRS, and they also tried to hide some funds from the bankruptcy court.
Yeah, they hid assets and funds from the bankruptcy court. I think that one portion I heard was $1 million. I don't know if that was in cash or just assets that was hidden from bankruptcy attorneys. In addition to, they had to pay over $400,000 in restitution.
Well, again, it's a federal crime, so you... If you want to talk to somebody, talk to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. And actually,
his was kind of sort of in a gray area. He earned the money overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a screw job if you earn it overseas.
Yeah, but you're an American citizen and you live in America, so you're going to be susceptible to American taxes.
Wouldn't I also have to pay taxes in whatever country I earn the money in?
I'm sure there's going to be some type of tax to that country, too, yeah.
Okay.
Don't like it? Don't make movies in Czechoslovakia. But as far as the Wesley Snipes comparison, his charges were less severe than theirs.
And what did he get?
It was like 3 years, I think, 3 to 5 years in that neighborhood just for good old-fashioned tax fraud. Whereas this, you got wire fraud, everything that was attached to this guy. And here, she doesn't even, it doesn't even sound like she really knows what the hell's been going on.
It's the whoever it is interviewing her.
It's Andy Cohen.
I would have asked, do you know what you did? I know. I just know that. Why?
Well, you know.
And if you're making an ass load of cash and you're on television, the IRS is already, you just might as well, just being on television is going to raise a flag.
Yeah. Now, cut eight, Andy asked Teresa how she would deal with being in jail because on the show, she was known for her bad temper.
No, not at all.
No?
No.
You pushed me at that reunion.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That was, I've grown since then.
Yes.
And I'm not that same person.
Okay, what reunion? Real Housewives reunion?
Yes.
And how long ago was that?
That was like a couple years ago.
What's changed in her life where she's grown?
I guess she's calmed down a lot. She's more of a mother now than she was then. I'm really wondering if she has an IQ fit to go to even jail.
Did you keep the audio from one of the housewives?
Oh, from yesterday?
Yeah.
With her flipping that table? No, damn it.
Why wouldn't you keep that? Did you just cuss?
No. I was just.
Oh.
I was removing different things, making room for other things.
But your flash isn't. You want to see a flash drive with a bunch of crap on it?
No.
Why are you taking stuff out of yours? Well, you got in here maybe 12 files.
And that folder, yes. I try to keep that one as clear as possible.
Okay, I understand. I'm not as good as you.
The folder I
have for a daily audio has, let me go back to my drive. Numbers at the bottom, isn't it? 974 items. It's only supposed to be the audio that we use each day. Obviously, I'm not good at cleaning things out. There are clips on here. I have no clue because I'm also bad at labeling.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember what it is for like a week or so by the way I label it. After that, it becomes too generic. And I've tried eliminating a lot of these files, and I listen to it and go, one day we can use that.
Yeah,
it's like me and my dad was that way. You keep everything. One day you might need it. Well, I could probably pull that audio again instead of keeping all this stuff.
Yeah. Now, then you get to cut nine. Then you have her husband, Joe. The main reason I pulled this was just so you could hear that he doesn't exactly sound all that intelligent either. And he's the smart one.
You know what? I would have been much happier if I was just going. You know, but I'm more scared for my wife than me. You know, me, I'm more, you know, nothing else. I mean, if you stick me with a knife right now, I probably wouldn't even feel it, you know.
What scares you about her?
Yeah, I don't want her to go to jail, you know. I mean, she don't deserve to go.
Sounds like he'd been behind bars before.
Now, he's also got another issue.
She's going first, I think, in January of next year, and after the 15 months, then he gets to go.
Exactly. And his other issue is, once he gets out of prison, there's a strong likelihood that he could be deported back to Italy.
Why?
I guess he's originally from there.
But he's married.
Yeah, but that doesn't guarantee that you get to stay.
Oh. I guess you get to, if you marry somebody, is that automatic naturalization?
I don't know.
I don't believe so. I think you still have to go through a process.
But you get the green card, which keeps you here for, you know.
Exactly.
Unless you break the laws and then they can deport.
Right.
Well, like Goomba. I've seen her. What does he look like?
Alfie?
Big, muscular guy.
He looks like a power lifter.
Mm-hmm.
With that New Jersey douchebag-looking spiky hair.
She's 41. You know how old he is?
No. I know he's around the same age.
But how do you even explain that? I know these are just excerpts, but I would hope that the interviewer asked, well, how have you grown in that? They are not. Are those Maseratis on Channel 11?
No, that's a Tesla.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought Channel 11 was f***ing with me.
If Ed Wallace on Friday morning on Fox 4 pulls up a Maserati, then...
They're jacking with us?
Yup.
What happened in the last 2 years? How have you grown? Obviously, your temper is not under control if you lose it on television. So what's changed?
And that's the thing, is she's losing her temper. Knowing these cameras are there, it's not like it's a hidden camera show.
Are any of these worth watching?
To me, no. That's why I've had to look into some of these, because I know that there are different cities that they do this in. I know about a centimeter of what is out there on these shows.
And this chick was on the Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Yes. I know
they also have a franchise like Southern California.
Yes. Yeah, they had, I think it was Orange County. Beverly Hills was the original one. That was one that had Kelsey Grammer's wife.
The fart woman?
Yeah, yes, Camille Grammer. When she was going, they were going through their divorce. She was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Then they also had one, Real Housewives of Atlanta, New York.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about federal prison.
Yes, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I believe that whoever these people are, they would rather go to the federal prison than any state prison. It's like a cakewalk. It's like the Martha Stewart prison.
Yeah, Everett's brought that up before. He said, state prison? No. He said, the federal pen is not that bad. How do you know what it's like inside?
Well, I had some tax problems a while back, and, the feds, no matter what, you're not going to win. I don't care if you spend $10 million on a defense with the feds, you're going to prison.
How long did you go?
93 months.
What'd you do?
El Reno.
You did what?
Oh, what did I do, or where did I go?
What did you do to go to prison?
Tax evasion.
How much?
About $4 million.
Where'd you put it?
Well, I didn't tell anybody.
Okay, stay in touch.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's why he got 93 months.
Because you wouldn't tell him?
Mm-hmm.
I would think they just wouldn't let you out. Hey, where's the money? I don't know.
What money? I don't recall.
Well, we can't find it. Then I guess it don't f-ing exist.
If you can't find it, then you're the feds.
You're going to lock me up? Lock me up for 93 months. That money that I don't know where it is, I still won't know where it is in 93 months. 94 months, I'll know.
Perhaps a little birdie will tell me.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get out and the little birdie comes down and goes, ba-ba-dink, here's your money. All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
435, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound 75. Right at Northwest Highway, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. In Garland, northbound 635, just after Northwest Highway, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Centerville, Ferguson. Moving into McKinney, southbound 75, right at El Dorado Parkway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Wilmoth Road. Into Arlington, a big one. Eastbound I-20 between 287 and Green Oaks. The highway there is completely shut down due to a fatality accident. Right now, traffic is being diverted onto South 287. Traffic is completely stopped back from Campus Drive. This one also has the East Loop jacked up back from Lancaster Avenue. And westbound I-20 jacked up as well. Right at Green Oaks, your backup there is back from Bowen. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 287, just before I-20, the left lane there is blocked due to a car fire there. Traffic is backed up back from Kennedale Sublet Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight we'll have clear skies, 71 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and 91 for a high. Right now it's 96, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Did you get that text I sent you last night?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, I meant to respond to that, but I...
The only reason I sent a text is maybe if I sent an email, you might not check it till the next day. I wanted you to watch that sitcom.
I forgot to watch it, but I knew what you were talking about because I've heard the promos for it. And I saw in an online ad a commercial for it, and I wanted to die.
I actually watched it. It's called, Mulroney?
Mulaney.
Okay. It's on
Fox.
How do you spell that? Is it
M-U-L-A-N-E-Y?
Maybe I'll get close. I did not. It's it's not going to make it. I'm sure somebody has already used this as a description. It's a bad Seinfeld. It's like an internet version of Seinfeld. Mulaney
mm-hmm.
starts the episode off. It's only the pilot, so I don't know if they're going to do this every time, but he starts it off with his stand-up act.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, some insights about women, whatever.
Oh.
And the apartment sort of looks like Seinfeld. And you know who produces it?
Who?
Lorne Michaels.
Oh, okay, good. I was afraid it was going to be someone really good.
He used to be. I don't get it. Even the laugh track. Unless I'm missing something. Unless this is it's supposed to be bad, and I'm not in on the joke.
God, I hope not. Because if that's their objective, then they failed at relaying that to people.
Well, that's why I went back. After I watched it, I sent you the text, and I forgot what I sent. I went, I just called it a POS, and I went, the laugh track is even worse than the content.
Yes. Yeah, that's almost exactly what you said. Yeah. Mulaney on Fox, new show on Hulu now. Piece of certified
S.
Yep. Laugh track worse than jokes.
That's why I really thought, okay, I missed something in the opening.
I don't think you did, though, because, again, I've heard the promo for the show, and one of my first thoughts was that's what they chose. And it really didn't even make sense what I had heard.
I don't know if... Oh, I did watch a part of Gotham last night. I fell asleep.
Oh.
First of all, Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Okay.
And also, I think their kid is in there.
One of the Smith kids?
Yeah. Oh. The one that kind of has the wider... The one that was in the movie.
Jaden?
I guess. I saw him briefly in it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if Will Smith's one of the producers. Back to Mulroney.
Laney.
Whatever. It certainly shouldn't be on long enough for me to need to remember it. Okay, I'm trying to pull up the promo. And there is no audio.
Hey, it's an improvement.
Like Ocean's 11 with women wouldn't work. Because two would keep breaking off to talk trash about the other nine. Or not even talk trash, just say weird passive-aggressive things while they break into the casino vault. Just being like, oh, I love how you just wear anything.
From executive producer Lorne Michaels.
John was one of the essential writers for SNL and one of the most...
This is not going to... You really need to hear a part of the episode. The laugh track is put in. It's obviously a laugh track because it's so noticeable. The laughs are the same almost every time, and then it sounds like they really got a response out of the audience, so they didn't have to put as much in there. And the acting in all of it, all the players, even Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould's in this?
Yeah.
Oh.
He plays Mulaney's gay neighbor.
Okay.
Oh, here's a story. Mulaney gets off to a rough start in the ratings. Anyway, you need to watch it on Hulu only because, you know, we know Tone Bell, who's got his new series, Bad Judge.
Yeah.
On NBC. And the new comedy we're talking about, Mulaney,
mm-hmm.
got off to a rough start with only 2.3 million viewers with a one share in the 18-49 demographic. That's nearly a 50% drop from its lead-in, Family Guy, which drew 3.7 million viewers. Crossovers and then it talks about other series, crap on ABC.
Hmm.
I'll see if I can pull up a clip during the next break. Have you ever heard of this John Mulaney?
No, I hadn't. That was part of the thing that I was surprised about is typically when a show is after someone's name, it's someone that's known.
It's I still think I'm missing something. Maybe it's a way to get Seinfeld to come back. Hey, look at this.
I think he's happy. He's got like 40 Porsches, and he gets coffee with his friends and gets more money on that right now probably than Mulaney got for his show.
I know, but fans miss Seinfeld.
Yeah, but there's so many episodes of Seinfeld that are on every single day. And I'm a firm believer that at some point a show must end.
Okay.
As much as you may love it.
I was just shocked, and people always go, well, it's a pilot. It'll get better. All right, what other pilots did you look at? How horrific were they where this one made it?
I think sometimes they don't necessarily watch the pilot. Someone that makes these decisions, I think sometimes they'll look at...
Lauren Michaels?
Exactly.
Oh, it's Lauren Michaels and it's Fox. Let's just pick it up.
No, don't. Have you seen Saturday Night Live the last 10 years? I think honestly, the only times that I've watched Saturday Night Live and enjoyed what I saw was usually when it involved Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And Andy Samberg with the boat song.
What's a boat song?
I'm on a boat?
Yeah, the I'm on a boat song.
Oh.
I mean, there were certain things they did here and there that were really funny. Peyton Manning throwing footballs at children. That was funny.
I like the in a box.
I'm not even sure if that was in the last 10 years.
Oh.
That might have been like 12 years ago.
It's still a good song.
Oh, it's fantastic. But that's my point is you can name specific skits that were actually funny, and the only reason I saw them is because I saw them online like on Sunday or Monday.
As opposed to suffering through all of SNL?
Right.
Okay.
And as opposed to like in the 90s, when like the Phil Hartman days, when you could watch the whole show beginning to end and maybe one or two skits or and the rest were actually really good.
All right. I don't know how anything. It makes me nauseous because if I can look at something and go, I could act better than that. But now it's too late. I'm an old man. Need somebody to contradict?
First of all, you're not. And two, you can do what you want.
I'm not going to be able to get a pilot. I'm certainly not going to jeopardize this job just for TV.
Well, but at some point you might decide, you know what? Let me finally give this, you know, acting thing a real run. And you decide.
I act every day.
I know, but there is a part of you that likes the idea of the lights and the cameras.
Look at all the fabulous voices I do.
You might decide one day to move to New York and start auditioning all the damn time.
First of all, I'm not going to go audition for anybody. You either want me or you don't. No.
I think that may be a problem then.
Even the biggest stars audition, though.
Some of them don't. Bill Murray doesn't. They want Bill Murray for a thing. He's got some unlisted 800 number that he makes them call, and you got to find out from somebody who already has the number.
I love that.
You got to find him.
And I don't even think you get to talk to him. I think you don't have to look for the story, Dan.
I already know it.
Anyway, I want to get away from the TV stuff. I'm just stunned at some of the crap that's on television. Yeah, Dads, it was on Fox.
And that made it through the whole season last year.
Oh, it looked like it was going to get picked up, and then obviously somebody at Fox stopped snorting coke. Went, hey, that's on our channel. Put on some gorillas breathing in the mist. Just put on something in high def.
And as much as you didn't enjoy Dads, for me, what it seems like is they got rid of Dads and replaced it with this Mulaney show. So someone must have thought, okay, Dads didn't work, but this show, this one, here we go.
Because so it's going to be the next Seinfeld.
Because wasn't it the same time slot as Dads?
I don't know. I watched it on Hulu. I have no idea when it's on.
It would have made sense for it to come on after Family Guy, same time as Mulaney, seeing as how it says Seth MacFarlane thing.
All right. Make it a note. Watch it tonight.
Okay.
I want your review.
Mulaney.
Oh, it's featured on Hulu.
Why? Oh, I know.
I don't know. Fox must have some partial ownership in Hulu.
Alfie's nodding.
Do they, Alfie?
That's exactly it.
So I know NBC does, or at least did, because a lot of NBC shows were on Hulu to start out. And Fox is as well.
So what they do, just split it up?
Yep, I think they all own a certain percentage of it.
All the networks?
Well, not all of them, but all the participating ones.
No. Okay. Ready for news?
Sure.
Good. 447, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. Former porn star and former Charlie Sheen girlfriend Brie Olsen is 28. She starred in 269 films, including Grand Theft Anal 10, Tinker with My Stinker, and Chocolate Melts in Your Mouth and in Your Hands, too.
Somebody likes it in the ass.
Actor Sean Ashmore is 35. You know him as Iceman in the X-Men movies. His twin brother, however, is making Canadian movies. I don't know why that fascinates me. Whenever you've got twins in Hollywood, one does really well and the other one doesn't.
Maybe there's a reason you want to make movies in Canada.
Well, I'm sure it pays fine, but well, it just...
Maybe he's making movies in Canada for distribution here. I know some U.S. companies or studios started shooting in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tax breaks and everything. No, I think it's Canadian-centric. It's supposed to be for the Canadian market.
Oh.
Let's see, Simon Cowell, he turns 55. From Radiohead, Tom York, he turns 46. Tico Torres from Bon Jovi, 61. Russian president.
I'm ready.
Vladimir Putin is 62. And hanging out in Siberia to celebrate it. John Mellencamp is 63. David Hope from Kansas, 65. Oliver North, 71. And Joy Behar, 72. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is in town to make sure Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan is getting the best medical care possible. Jackson said on Twitter that Duncan's family asked for his help because they feel he has been shunned. He plans to bring them comfort and seek the best humanitarian relief America has to offer. He also said, "We must kill the disease and not the person." He said Thomas deserves the love and the best medical treatment America can afford, and has happened for all the other Americans who have contracted this terrible disease. He must be treated as a patient with all the human rights deserved, not as a criminal.
So he's finally doing something for somebody, Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy white or black?
He's black.
I never saw a picture of him. I had no clue. I just, for whatever reason, assumed he was white.
Yeah. No, he's from...
All right, well, forget what I was going to say about the Reverend Jackson. Sounded like he was going to do something for somebody outside from another race, so... The whole bonding thing and the rainbow, and that is the Rainbow Coalition.
Yes.
Well, there's more colors in the rainbow than just black.
This is true.
I hate to be obvious about it, but all right. I don't know why I assumed the Ebola guy was white.
Well, Duncan moved to Dallas from Liberia about a week before he got sick. Doctors at Presby gave Duncan an experimental drug after his condition worsened over the weekend, but Jackson believes the hospital has been slow at getting him the best medicine.
Why? Why would the hospital do that?
He pointed out that Duncan was sent home from the hospital despite having symptoms, quote, maybe because he didn't have insurance.
Well, he also lied on his... paperwork.
Jesse Jackson thinks that it was an unintentional lie.
And it might have been because
I think it was as well.
People that he was with, he didn't know what they had.
He helped a pregnant woman. She died. Everyone thought it was related to the pregnancy. He flies back home. Then after he's on the plane, they come to realize, oh, she died from Ebola.
So, did Jackson? I wasn't paying attention to all of it. Jackson come here on his own.
Yes. He's basically invited by Duncan's fiance and her family for help.
It's not on his own.
Well, yeah. They reached out to him. He said they reached out to him somehow, and here now he's here.
Why would the family think they're not getting where is the guy? Is it Presbyterian Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
It's in their best interest to have this guy recover.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure there are some black doctors at Presby Dallas.
Yes, there are.
So if there was something untoward going on with the whiteys, I'm sure somebody would say something.
Well, the Reverend Jackson's just here to make sure that all those steps are taken in the way that they should and that he gets the same treatment that other people have, other Americans have.
Has he actually gone to visit the patient?
This story does not make mention of that. I saw at one point when he had just flown in and someone from Channel 4 was talking to him outside the airport. So I guess he was waiting for his ride.
Did they ask, hey, are you going to see him?
They didn't ask him that. They just said, so why are you here? What's your goal? What are you going to do? So,
I'm going to meet with the doctors.
He did say that he'll be meeting with about 100 local pastors to talk about Ebola and hopes to organize a prayer vigil for Duncan and his family.
Dude, this is just asking for more bad news for religion. You get all those pastors together, and they all pray for him, and the guy still dies. How do you explain that? Well, and don't tell me it's God's will.
It's God's will. God wanted him in heaven. There's an answer to all of it.
None of them are valid.
They are when you have faith.
God's plan. How do you know that? Because we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be God's plan. There's no way we could comprehend it. We just know when God's coming, even though God said you ain't going to know. And it's amazing how they know certain things about the Lord Almighty.
Right.
But some things they don't.
Nope.
Well, there are telltale signs in the Bible. You could talk about Ebola and find references in the Bible that could have actually been referring to the Black Plague.
Right. Yeah.
The crap in the, what was it, 1800s?
Like the 1500s, I think, or 1300s.
Well, there was something.
In the Middle Ages, you had some really nasty diseases, a lot of which were centered around the fact that people didn't know how to take a sanitary dump and what to do with it afterwards. So, I mean, there are some things throughout history that you could point to and go, oh, it's Revelation. It's, you know, it's the end of times right here.
Yeah. But because times didn't end after the Black Plague or anything else we've had, well, this has got to be the one, Ebola. Why? Why now? That's the thing that screwed me up since I was a kid. My dad always told me the end of the world was nigh.
Right.
Ruined my childhood. Couldn't get a certain thing for Christmas. You don't need that. Jesus is coming. How do you know? It says that planes will fall out of the sky. Really? It said that in the Bible.
Mm.
I didn't know to question him at the time.
Right. Yeah, when they were doing the Bible stuff, there were no planes.
I'm aware of that now.
But you're right. Everyone will find a way to take some instance and say, ah, this is biblical, here's why. And then they go to some, you know, weirdly worded passage. See, this is what it's talking about. Shut up. No, it's not. They're talking about a tree that fell over in the desert 4,000 years ago.
I pulled up part of I pulled up a clip of Mulaney.
Okay.
I know we got to break, Chloe. This won't last long.
All right.
Mulaney, the comedian, the lead guy, is talking to we'll call him a doorman.
Okay.
At a hotel.
Gotcha.
You let the doctor do what?
Never mind. You wouldn't understand.
No, I wouldn't. I don't let people put things in me.
All right. Look, what floor is Lou Cannon on?
25th floor, penthouse.
Thank you.
And now, here's your host.
Then it goes to Martin Short. Just that small clip.
Oof.
You would not understand.
What? Why not? I not understand you. I do not like things inside me.
The Mulaney guy had just come from the
acting class?
No. Never mind.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
503, this is KEGM. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Let's get started off in Dallas at the I-35. Right at Woodall Rogers, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane of the exit there. Traffic is backed up back to the medical district. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Northwest Highway, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Into Garland, northbound 635, just after Northwest Highway, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Centerville-Ferguson. In Allen, southbound 75, just after Bethany, got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back to Ridgeview Drive. And the big one in Arlington, eastbound I-20 between 287 and Green Oaks. The highway there has kind of been reopened. The two right lanes are only what's blocked right now. Traffic is still completely jacked up all the way back to 35W. Don't even mess with it. Westbound lanes have all been completely open. You're still backed up there back from Bowen Road. Just avoid that whole mess if you can. It's at least an hour and a half delay through it. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball plus a four-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair of Texas. More info is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Clear tonight, 71 for the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 91 for the high. And it's 96 right now, and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I've got to look worse than I thought I did or do.
What?
If I got, I know the guy copied you on the email, the personal trainer that shot, did you not click on it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh.
When did he email?
I guess today.
I haven't checked my email today in hours.
Shot a video, put it on YouTube, specifically addressed to me. We're personal trainers. We come to your house. You get no way out. We don't take any excuses. So driving to the gym, all your excuses are gone. Made it sound like they'll come in the house and drag you out.
It sounds like that, but I don't think he's thought that through with you.
Yeah, there are several reasons why it's not going to work. But
the biggest of which is, if you really don't want to work out, you ain't going to work
out. Well, it just depends. If I feel good, I'll work out.
Yeah.
But because and I don't even know if getting past allergy season is going to change anything. Today was bad. Yesterday, it felt fine.
And that's why I asked you yesterday before the show, how are you feeling? Because there was a storm that blew through the night before.
For whatever reason, it didn't really hit me. So yesterday, felt good. I woke up today. I know. There'll be no Rocky running today. And it's actually, I was thinking about bringing it up on the air because I know talking to Larry North about it. But as much as I like Big Dan out at Impact Performance and Fitness.
Yes.
Since I'm probably not going back, I might as well plug him right once. It's just the drive out to South Lake and back. That's an hour. And then training for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wake up late, it's not in my schedule. And I really don't have enough equipment at the house anymore. There's enough stuff I wanted to train, but I like getting out of the house.
See, I think you and I are the same, because some people be like, well, if I just have all this equipment in the house, me, no, I got to go to it.
No, in my gym at the house, I've got treadmill, which I use enough to where there's no dust on it.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of those stationary bikes.
Yeah.
Tanning bed.
Yeah. Ah. What's that for?
So I can get tan lines. When you give me my testosterone shots, you can notice.
That is really not the way I wanted you to take that.
That's the only reason I do it.
It's not even close.
Nobody sees my butt right now but you. You and Fettner. Yeah, look at that.
I hate that that's true.
I was tanning one day last week, and I wish I had one of those Playboy bunny stickers.
Oh, God.
And I was going to stick it on my ass near where you give me my testosterone shot. Just... You know, shoot me here.
I think at that point, I just would have dropped the needle and said, I'm going to leave this right here. I'll see you tomorrow.
This one's on you, Slick. No more shots.
Yeah.
Because Dan knows I can't do it to myself.
Your sperm here.
Yeah. Shoot me right here so it dribbles down.
Sorry, Dan.
Dan's going to screw with me one time and bring up a big sausage link or something, warm it up, kind of slip it, because I have to put my hands on the wall. It's very prisonish.
Mm-hmm.
When he gives me the shot in the hip.
So the thing is, Russ says,
Dan's going to rub that warm sausage up and down my crack, and that's when I'm going to climb through the wall. Maybe I don't want to leave. That feels big.
You turn around, Dan's got a chin dildo.
Yeah, that's the thing. Russ says I got to bring a sausage. With all the penises that are in his studio right now, I just reach over on the desk and grab some.
You want to explain that one, Jack?
Nope.
Okay, I'll live with it.
Your gift basket from New Fine Arts.
I go back to my original statement. Do I look that bad to where personal trainers should be emailing me going, dude, you got to do something about this. I don't want any smoke up my ass.
No, did he say, dude, this is what you need? Or he just say, and hey,
obviously
we can help
you. He said, felt the need to do it.
But personal trainers are always doing that. They're always looking for clients.
Personal trainers will take on a bodybuilder and say they can help them.
I get it.
Some.
But there were days I was going to the gym so much, Big Dan finally went, we have nothing to work on today. There are no body parts.
Yeah.
Even though Dan got paid every time I went in. So at least the people at Impact Performance and Fitness.
Yes.
They care more about you than the money.
Mm-hmm. Whatever your fitness goals, they can tailor workouts to meet them.
But what I need is somebody that actually technically really could come in my house and go, get up. Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm going to stick this Glock in your mouth. And we're going to go for a run. Yeah, okay, I guess I got enough sleep. Or there's some mornings it's like, okay, dude, thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pull the trigger and use those new bullets Chuck bought me.
One that I make sure to blow my head out nicely.
Yeah.
Look like a mushroom.
And don't just shoot me in the middle of my brain. Shoot it from the side. And I'm like going down the middle and just being paralyzed. Because I've heard of people doing that.
Really?
Yeah, putting the... have you heard about that, Albie?
I know you can get your brain, what's it called? They cut it into hemispheres?
Yeah. You got the left and the right lobe. They'd shoot right, they put the gun up to their forehead and shoot it right between the lobes. And you shoot out just enough stuff to be out, but not dead.
That's terrible.
And then, now you don't have any motor function skills to be able to try it again. And you got to live that way for the rest of your life.
You stuck.
You think you're suicidal before you tried this.
I can't even cry. Damn.
They're going to leave me fit here in my own fit. I said fit.
No, I know you did. So are you going to have these guys or this guy come to the house and give you a wake-up personal training?
It's enough to where I may call him or have Alfie call him. Obviously, they're looking for free radio, which they're not going to get.
No.
I'll pay them, but no free radio.
Right.
Although Larry North's place is not that far from my house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's probably about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know if somebody's waiting on me, and I want to pay for the trainer, because if I'm not paying, I'm not going.
Yeah, because that just gives you another layer of an excuse.
Yeah, it's free. What'd they lose? Larry's already paying them. It's of no consequence to me. Alfie, what is line one?
She says she works in the Presbyterian Hospital Complex.
Yes, Kate.
Hey, Ross. I work at Presby Dallas in one of the doctor's offices, not the main hospital. And as I was leaving work about 40 minutes ago, there was a congregation of people on the front lawn with boom mics and cameras and the whole nine. So I'm Jesse Jackson is at Presby. When I came around the circle drive in the front, I saw him with who I'm assuming was the patient's family.
Yeah, I saw during this last commercial break, I saw on all the local TV stations, they were doing interviews with him.
Do you
All right, you were working at the hospital, and you don't have to speak on Presby Dallas's behalf, just a hospital in general. Do you really need an evangelist to come out and go, hey, he needs better care?
No. I mean, I work for a doctor's office. I don't work for the hospital itself, but people in my office are all freaking out about it. It's like, listen, guys, we're in the best place that we could be. We are under national attention right now. This hospital is clean from top to bottom, and that guy is getting the best care he can. Because the last thing Presby Dallas wants to do is look bad by letting the guy die.
And that's what I said on the air before. You know, you can't think he's not getting the best treatment possible anywhere at this moment on this planet. Because Presbyterian Dallas, they don't want to be the new Parkland where Kennedy died.
No. Jesse Jackson's just here for publicity like he always is, because that's what he does.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
And I was thinking about that while I was watching the news reports. Okay. Is there any monetary value for him, or is he doing this just because he likes the attention? It could be, obviously, both, but... He's already got a pretty big following.
He does.
So does he really need extra promotion?
I think you always need to keep yourself in the public eye. Because if part of what your job
Hang
consists
on a second.
Of...
Alfie!
Yo!
Do Karen Borda's titties look bigger?
Yeah, they do, kind of.
What if she got a boob job? Her hips look a little bigger.
I was going to say her waist looks smaller.
Well, the waist looks smaller, her hips look bigger. But every time she flashes up, I'm going, all right, I think her titties are a little bigger. And I've always found her attractive. Head a little bit too big for the body. But now that the titties look bigger, think I'm in on that.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sure when she hears this, she'll be ready for you. He likes my head and my boobs. My hips are big. Oh, my God. It turns me on.
I don't know those hips, though. That's not a deal breaker because they're not huge. It just makes me wonder how big that he is. I bet it's a hairy one. Yeah. She looks more old school, where it just runs wild and free. Oh, I'm sorry. You're married, Dan. You can't make any comments.
Oh, she's a very attractive woman.
Wouldn't you like to see it?
No.
You would. I'm turning the mics off.
It's pretty convincing no, wasn't it?
I gave you a chance to say no.
I know.
Just to say you saw it. Maybe have a picture taken with it. You don't even have to touch it. Just go and stare at it for like a couple seconds. Go. Okay, let's go.
Do that exact same motion Russ just
no,
did.
No, yeah. No, that's way too odd.
Like in Lampoon's Vacation, where they go see the Grand Canyon. All right, let's go. Same thing with Karen Borda's kitty.
I hope it's not the Grand Canyon-esque.
That's not the reference I'm making.
I know.
I think we may need to back off a tad on the testosterone shots.
Why is that?
Because I'm looking at a lot.
Are you?
There are different chicks on the news that I normally wouldn't, but now I might. And that afternoon anchor on Channel 5, I don't know what his name is.
Oh, no.
It's a really skinny guy.
What's it, Brian Curtis? Is he the one that's normally on at 10?
That guy right there.
Yep, that's Brian Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it to him. And what is that car on the three?
Right I didn't see it.
That was a Maserati.
Yeah, Maserati. Okay, well, that was too obvious. Neiman Marcus, they're talking about selling a Maserati.
Other exotic gifts include vacations. How about a 425?
It's amazing they would bring that up.
Exotic.
Wait, Karen Borda is going to be back on in a second. Look at those cans. Don't those look bigger?
I think it's about the same as what she's always had.
I don't know. Who's that guy to her right?
Oh, that's Doug Dunbar.
Yeah, I wouldn't do him. His ears are too floppy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's Larry Mowry. I'd like to get some Larry Mowry, just so I could say it while I'm doing him. Larry Mowry.
Where am I now?
Yeah,
where
I'm in I? Larry Mowry. Look, Larry, there's a big penis front coming in. And I mean that literally.
Oh, no.
It's such a big penis front, you better break out the iPad.
To make it snow.
I think you're right. I think it's time we backed off your testosterone. Right now, there's no one on TV that's safe.
What is it, Omni?
That little dance you and Chloe are both doing.
Oh, yeah. I just noticed that. Chloe and her kind of synced up. Yeah. Larry Mowry. Whew. I just shot in Larry Mowry boo. I just gave him a blood moon. Which, by the way, is in the news.
It is. It's coming up on Wednesday.
The news story?
No, the actual moon.
He's trying to give you a segue.
No, I appreciate it. The second and final total lunar eclipse of 2014 will occur early Wednesday morning, just before sunrise in the Eastern time zone and in the middle of the night on the West Coast. The moon will appear a coppery red, so it's been called a blood moon. It'll look red because of all the sunsets and sunrises from the Earth that will reflect onto the lunar surface. During the eclipse, although it's completely in the shadow of Earth, a bit of reddish sunlight still reaches the moon. You don't need special glasses or gizmos to view it, unlike a solar eclipse, so feel free to stare directly at the moon. Binoculars or a telescope would just improve the view.
How large will the moon appear? Because, you know, some nights you go outside and the moon actually looks like it's a CGI. It's that huge.
Yeah. Typically that happens when it's lower on the horizon and then it gets a little bit smaller as it goes across the sky. But the blood moon, it's going to be large-ish looking, but the main thing is going to be the color of it.
Okay. And what time will this occur?
It's going to be in the middle of the night. They said
middle of the night or just early morning. Regardless, I'm not getting up.
No, you're not. So it doesn't matter which way. Just before sunrise in the Eastern time zone. So basically an hour before that.
Well, I don't know when sunrise in the East is.
Call it what, 4:30?
I think it's about 5 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. I'll just watch it on the news. I'll just Google Kotex Moon. Tampon Moon. Heavy Flow Moon.
Minstrel Moon.
Minstrel Moon. How'd I miss that?
Yeah. I guarantee you on Instagram that'll be the hashtag.
Minstrel Moon.
Oh, no.
Good going, Dan.
Hey, some part of me hates that I contributed to that.
Okay.
The other part of me's kind of proud.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Look at that thing Clarice Tinsley's wearing.
The hell is that?
I don't know. I was making a comment about that during the last commercial break. I told Chloe to watch.
Was that a lobster bib?
You know what? That's what it looks like. I'm just going to stop there. Somebody's been shopping at Trader's Village. Is that the Maserati?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Jaw-dropping items. Maybe it comes in red. Neiman says it's all about presenting unique experiences for shoppers.
Okay, they're just doing a story on the catalog.
Yep.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Stephen Collins, the actor who played the father and pastor in the hit TV series Seventh Heaven, is under investigation by the New York Police Department for allegedly molesting and exposing himself to at least 3 underage girls years ago.
I don't know who this actor is. I never watched. You say Seventh Heaven?
Yes.
No.
If you were to if you just do like a quick search,
what else has he been in?
You might recognize him.
Because the first thing I thought of was Highway to Heaven, but I think everybody's dead from that one.
I believe you're right.
Anything else that he was in? No.
Not at the top of my head.
What's his name?
Stephen Collins with a PH. In an audio recording obtained by celebrity website TMZ, Collins purportedly acknowledges that he molested a girl in New York and another in California.
Oh, he was in the first Star Trek movie that came out in 78, 79.
Okay.
He was supposed to be in charge of the Enterprise. Captain Kirk came back, took it over, and made him first officer.
Oh, okay.
Just by looking at the pictures, that's fine. There's his picture right there.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then he had a love affair with that bald-headed chick that beamed on to the Enterprise.
Okay.
You never saw that?
No, I've seen it. It's been so... I was a little kid when I saw that.
But you're close to being with me.
Yeah, no, I follow you.
And at the end of the movie, he bonds with this bald-headed chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become one and some big thing. And you find out that V'ger is Voyager. And I'm sorry, did I ruin it?
No. No, like I said, I've seen it. It's just been a really long time, and I don't remember most of it.
That's what I've seen him from.
Gotcha. Most of what I remember from the original Star Trek movies was Wrath of Khan and the Earbug.
Man, I couldn't watch that. You know something else?
That stuck with me.
All right, another tangent. Can't help it.
That's all right.
The Wrath of Khan?
Mm-hmm.
You know when... is it Chekhov? Nuclear vessels. Is that Chekhov?
Yes. That's Chekhov.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, oh, we've got to get out of here. All of a sudden, Khan comes into the room.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I don't know you, but you, I know. Khan said that to Chekhov.
Uh-huh.
The two of those never met. Chekhov wasn't in the episode where with Khan in the 60s. Koenig told me that. That's Koenig. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Told me that when we had him on the show in the late 90s. He goes, yeah, nobody picked up on that, so I didn't tell him because I was going to lose a part. I think the episode in the 60s was called Space Seed. Do you know, Alfie?
Yeah, where they experiment on people.
But that's where they find Khan.
Exactly.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
Yeah. Koenig wasn't in that episode. But when he walks in, he goes, now you, I know. That's a good Ricardo.
That is actually pretty good. Set now, say fine Corinthian leather.
I don't want to say that. I'll say this. Smiles, everyone! Smiles! From Fantasy Island.
Nice.
The plane! Shot the cop! That's pretty good.
That is good. It's good.
Shut up! Sonny Bono is here. We got to work that somehow into our Halloween special.
That Sonny Bono's here?
Ricardo Montalban, Sonny Bono.
Actually, the Ricardo Montalban actually is pretty good.
Well, that one's not really that hard.
Well, no, but still.
It's the rich, fine Corinthian leather.
Yeah, you got it.
Tattoo. Was that his name? I think it was.
Tattoo. Yeah.
Tattoo.
Yeah, little guy.
Shut up and sit on my dick. Smiles.
You should also go back and watch Naked Gun.
Oh, that's right. Montalban was in that.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
The first Naked Gun?
Yes.
Was he the one that was in control of Reggie Jackson?
Yes. He was also the one that had the lionfish in the aquarium at his office that Frank killed with a pen.
Dude, we're not hanging on to these ratings.
Anyway, Stephen Collins is in some serious trouble.
The guy from Star Trek, but I guess most recently, Seventh Heaven?
Yes. His estranged wife, Faye Grant, reportedly recorded the actor during a therapy session in 2012. You hear Collins confess to the molestations. One of the girls was a relative of his first wife.
Whoa, he was talking to his wife?
She recorded this.
Was she there with him at a session?
Yes.
So she wasn't a therapist?
No.
Okay.
The therapist, Stephen Collins, his wife or ex-wife, and her attorney told her to make this recording. This is apparently a very nasty divorce after 27 years. And she said she was devastated. On the tape, Collins is heard talking to Grant and to a therapist about exposing himself to underage girls.
Why would you say that around your wife?
It was part of a therapy session, so I guess the whole open, honest thing, and he was under the impression that, hey, we're in therapy, therapists can't say anything, and we're safe. I'm working on my marriage. He was also...
I wonder if she had told his... or he had told his wife about it before. Guilt, stupidity, whatever.
Maybe.
Did he say how long ago this happened?
It was at the time, that was 2012, he said about 10 years prior.
So how is he going to be charged with something that happened 10 years ago?
Well, supposedly there was some investigation done years ago by the NYPD saying that there was a criminal investigation and the statute of limitations had expired on one of them. But the fallout is severe enough. TMZ supposedly has the audio of it. It's already affected his career. He's resigned his position with SAG-AFTRA, and he was supposed to be in the upcoming TED sequel, TED 2, with Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane. And he got dropped out of that today.
Then they have done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you. I wish to go on hurting you and leave you as you left me. Marooned for all eternity. The center of a dead planet. Buried alive. You want the final line?
Yep.
Please.
How was that?
We all dig it.
Yep. I'm 54.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:37, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Whole lot going on. Traffic sucks everywhere. Here is the very worst of it. Let's start off in Dallas, west on I-30, right at 2nd Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Ferguson. Also in Dallas, south on I-35, right at Woodall Rogers. The earlier stalled out vehicle there has been cleared. Traffic is still backed up back to the Medical District. Let's move into Louisville, west on I-35. Right at Business 121, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. In Allen, southbound 75, right at Bethany, got an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from 121. And finally, the big one in Arlington, eastbound I-20, between 287 and Green Oaks. Highway there is still completely shut down due to that accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from 35W. It's well over an hour and a half delayed through it. Don't even mess with it at all. Call number 9 with a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball. Freakers Ball is Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie featuring Chevelle, POD, and Papa Roach. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971.
I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Clear tonight, 71 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high around 91. Right now, it is 96 at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I didn't get a chance to look at all of it. How does the radio drama look? Halloween show.
I like the idea. I like the premise a lot. And it's not long. It's fairly short, which
How
is
short
good.
Is it?
I think it probably took me 10 minutes to read.
Okay. Because I want to do it live.
So therefore, it should take within 10 minutes to actually do live. That might be pushing a little bit. Might be a little bit less.
Going to be able to put sound effects in live? Because remember, I got to mash all the buttons.
Yes, you do.
Is that going to get too... to be too much?
So far, I don't think so. I need to go through and actually put the action stuff in and put in the sound effects, like, you know, the accents, like if you're making a play or something.
Okay. Because I knew we would never write it. So I asked Robert Powell, formerly of the Dallas Morning News, can you write this and I'll pay you for it? So we have to do it because I'm not going to pay him for something we're not going to do. What page does Everett die? Because in the past, he's always died like the first sentence.
He doesn't really die so much as he, well, I don't want to ruin it.
All right. Does he just disappear?
He's out quick.
Okay.
His time is brief. I know tradition in the past would be to kill him off like in the first minute.
Well, because we'd have table reads and, all right, he's not going to be able to pull this off. What do we do? I don't know, just have him open the door about 30 seconds in. Hey, what's it? Everett's dead. Okay. Next page.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious because we need to have our table read if we're going to do this live. Nobody else does. Aren't that many people do live radio anymore, let alone a live drama?
No, definitely not.
You really only think it's going to be 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's not a very good one.
It can be a good one. It doesn't have to be half an hour or a full hour.
I kind of want an hour.
If you want to make it an hour, then no.
Okay.
I'm just saying, just based on sound effects.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Who's the hero?
I don't know.
Does anyone live at the end?
I don't know. It's not a drama if we tell everyone what happens before it's even been done.
Why not?
Done.
Don Coscarelli directed a movie called... Eddie? Tom?
John.
John dies at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just let Everett live till the end of the thing and call it that? Everett dies at the end.
This time.
Yeah, for one.
All right. 542, 3. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
After a youth football game in Toms River, New Jersey, Sunday, one of the coaches announced to the kids and parents he was canceling the rest of the season because the players had bad attitudes and poor sportsmanship.
Somebody got their ass beat.
One kid's dad was furious about that announcement, so that was 46-year-old Joseph Olski. So he tackled the coach and started fighting with him over...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Started fighting with him until other parents could pull them apart. Joseph was arrested for a simple assault.
I was referring to maybe like a verbal beating.
Nope.
If you're not going to cancel this season.
No, he got tackled and punched.
And why do they think that was going to change anything? And, yeah, the kids are too volatile. and then the dad beats the coach's ass?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then there's your verification.
Yeah.
Validation.
And possibly the source of at least one person's problem.
Why were the kids out of control? Obviously, part of it was parenting.
Yeah, it doesn't give specifics. It just says the coach said the players had bad attitudes and poor sportsmanship.
The coaches had bad attitudes?
The coach said the players had bad attitudes and poor sportsmanship.
And how old were the kids?
It doesn't say, but the league is for ages 8 to 16. My guess is going to be that 8 to 10 range. Because anything above that, you're more than likely going to be school as opposed to a private league.
What is it? I know part of it's projection, but how is it parents lose, mostly the dads, lose their minds at these football games? Practice, baseball, doesn't matter what the sport is.
Is
it all projection?
A lot of it is projection. A lot of it is also they think that their kid is going to be the next, who's somebody you'll recognize? Roger Staubach. They think their kid's going to be the next Emmitt Smith or Troy Aikman, whatever.
A-Rod.
Yeah, even A-Rod.
Okay.
Because parents see it as, in order for my kid to get to that status, they have to be good here. And if you cancel this season here, then they can't reach that status, and I'm now going to punch you.
Or it's
going to
put us a year behind of me keeping my kid on track. The push has got to be so overwhelming to where you just lose all sense of society and go, I'm going to go beat his ass.
Right.
For saying that my kid is out of control.
And it's amazing. This isn't a new thing. I mean, I've told you before, when I was 13 years old, I was a baseball umpire for an 8 to 10-year-old league. This wasn't the competitive league. There was two brackets, the competitive and the recreational. I was in the recreational league. And you still had parents in the stands that had to be reprimanded or outright tossed from the game.
Who made that call?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things, too, because it's a close play at home. I made the call to this day.
And you were?
20 years later, I still believe it was the right call.
You were how old at the time?
13.
Yeah, how did those parents react to that when they got thrown out of a stadium by a 13-year-old?
That's one of those things I wished I could really have relished in it in the moment, because I would have rubbed it in really good. But they started to self-police a little bit more afterwards.
That kid down there is crazy. He's power crazy.
And it was, too, because...
Did you make the big gesture when you threw him out?
Well, actually, hang on.
Okay. We're talking about football, baseball here?
This is baseball.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so... After the play happens, a bunch of parents are really pissed off, and then a bunch of other parents are really happy, because it's going to be a split crowd no matter what. The pissed off side, they finally calm down, except for this one dad, and he won't shut up about it. So I like four more plays later, pitches, I just stop the game on my own. I'm squatting down behind the catcher, ready for the next pitch to call balls and strikes. I stand up, rip the mask off my head like it was like something out of like a blooper reel. The fight's gonna happen. I turn towards the guy and then I lay into him. He's like, you want to know who I am? This is my name, and if you want to talk to my supervisor you've been spouting about the last 5 minutes, he's over in the next field. He's the tall guy with the salt and pepper hair. Go talk to him. If you don't shut up, I will toss you from this park.
Yeah.
In essence, what 13-year-old Dan said. Because it really is, even back then, I'll let you get away with a lot. But once I've reached my limit, now it's like volcano.
Dude, you don't want to mess with me. I just hit puberty. My loins are in fuego. Give me a reason to throw you out.
And it was, too. It was just like, do you want me to toss you in front of all these people? In front of your kid?
And when I say toss you, I don't mean make you leave. I mean I'll pick you up.
But yeah, it really was.
That's unprecedented power for a 13-year-old.
And it's a good thing I didn't know then what I know now, because that's one of those I wish I could go back in time and implant my brain now into 13-year-old Dan. Oh, my God. there wouldn't have been much of a game left. I'd have been going off on him for 10 minutes.
Sir, I'm only 13, but I'll need to talk to you for a second. You're out of here.
I know that maybe I'd start negotiating with him. It's like, I tell you what, you say you're going to shut up.
How much to stay in?
Yeah. Okay. Not only how much you got in your wallet, but I'm gonna need to see some tears. I'm gonna need you to apologize in front of all these people. I need you to come out here on home plate and apologize, and I need it to be convincing. So you need to cry, and then you need to apologize to your son for embarrassing him.
And while you're doing all this, I need you to swallow my.
Again, you don't want current Dan going back in time. And while you're down there,
go ahead and help yourself to some taint and some rear end. Think of it as like a bottom side Dan buffet.
When you're done, look at the shovel I brought back.
It's my umpire shovel. But yeah, I mean,
you really didn't get off on the power when you were 13 throwing adults out.
No, I mean, that was the only time it had ever gotten to anything close to that level.
I just stopped the game and walked out in the middle of the field, looked around at both sides of the stadium, and go. The Robert De Niro, point at your eyes, point at them.
Yeah, except it's a stadium, so you make the sweeping motion.
Yeah, I have to.
I'm looking at all of you.
Make one more sound.
Pointing at me.
It really is. It's like, I think back on that, and I don't remember exactly everything that the guy said, but I just remember it's like, how pathetic are you? First of all, these kids are 8, 9, maybe 10 years old, and playing in a fun league.
And you're getting in my face as a 13-year-old.
Right.
How big of an adult are you? You're going to come out and try and intimidate me. Somebody that's going to go on to be Pretty Little Dan. Inventor of the Dando.
Yeah. And really, that guy doesn't win in any scenario the way he's acting, because either he gets judged by trying to intimidate a 13-year-old over a child's rec game. That's his best case scenario.
He's a dick regardless.
Right.
There's no win.
Right. Or what happened is I rip my face mask off, climb up his ass for about 30 seconds, and then he's got to live with it the rest of the game knowing that 13-year-old climbed up his ass and he shut up.
I didn't realize I was dealing with the referee or ump.
Umpire.
Yeah. The con of umpires.
I will bury you on the bottom of this field.
You don't want to mess with me. I'm 13. I'm the con of umpires. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Let me rock with you. Yeah, really. How big of a man do you have to be to threaten a 13-year-old? Because you're short now. I'm imagining back then you were probably, 2 foot?
No, actually, at that time I was not much smaller than I am now.
I'll give you credit for this. You take an insult really well.
Well, I'm self-aware of certain things.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Oh, we've got new AC/DC? Damn! Up to 9 songs in a rotation. 559, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by UPSjobs.com. Traffic blows right now. Here's the worst of it, starting off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 right at 2nd Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one involving 3 vehicles. Traffic there is backed up. Back Ferguson. In Garland, northbound 635, just before La Prada, got an accident blocking the HOV, the left and the far right lane. Traffic is backed up back to 30 and on to 30 back from Northwest Drive westbound. Also in Garland, northbound 635 after Northwest Highway, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Centerville to Ferguson. Moving into Louisville, northbound I-35, right at Business 121, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from regular 121. And in Arlington, eastbound I-20 between 287 and Green Oaks, the highway there is still completely shut down due to that accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from 35W. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
And that is new AC/DC on the Eagle.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear and 71 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 91 for the high. Right now, 96 and 97.1 the Eagle.
That's where you bat sell
the
song.
The best part of the show rocks the Metroplex.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Has that been playing all day?
I believe so.
First time I've heard it, short of the clip and that TV spot, whatever it was. Was it TBS?
Yes.
Is that the only one in on the server right now?
Yes, I just looked.
Well, I'm sure Don Davis wants to. Hey, you got a whole album. Probably, what, 12, 14 cuts? Something like that? I'm sure he wants to stretch it out over the next 18 years.
Oh, man. Album's out December 2nd.
That's what I like about AC/DC. There's no, we got to reinvent ourselves, mate. Uh-uh. We're going to go with the chords we know. We're going to fly with it. Either buy it or you don't.
Yeah, I think their last album was 2008, I think.
I don't even know what that one was. Was that a new album?
Yeah, I think that was Rock and Roll Train, I think.
I just remember Ball Breaker. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Like in 94?
Yes, I believe. Wow. Yeah, they go a long time between albums.
Rock and Roll.
I think Stiff Upper Lip was in between those two.
I know Stiff Upper Lip. I can't remember what album. Was that actually the name of the album?
I want to say that was the name of the album, too.
I'm looking online.
Is this one of those times we should call it Rock Station?
Alfie, yep. call KLOL in Houston.
On it.
I know I was here at the Eagle when, no, I wasn't. Not when Stiff Upper Lip came out. We just started doing the show on CBS 105.3, and Stiff Upper Lip came out, and I played it, and one of the sales guys, why are they playing music on a talk show? Because it's AC/DC. You see the ratings? Stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already out of control. Somebody stop me.
Yeah, Rock or Bust is this year. Comes out December 2nd.
What?
Rock or Bust is this year.
Oh, I thought you said Rock or Bust.
Comes out December 2nd. Black Ice was 2008. Stiff Upper Lip was 2000.
Black Ice?
Mm-hmm.
That was one with Rock and Roll Train.
I don't even think I knew about that one.
Yeah, then Stiff Upper Lip in 2000. Ball Breaker, 95. You want me to keep going?
Sure.
Razor's Edge was 90. Blow Up Your Video, 88.
Razor's Edge, I think to this date, that's the one with Money Talks. And that's been their highest charting hit, Money Talks.
Right.
I could be off, but I don't think so.
Yeah, the album includes Thunderstruck and Money Talks. Makes sense. Then you had in 88, Blow Up Your Video, 85, Fly on the Wall, 83, Flick of the Switch. 81, For Those About to Rock, We Salute You. 1980, Back in Black. 79, Highway to Hell, Powerage. In 78, Let There Be Rock. In 77, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. 76, High Voltage, 1976, the international version. And TNT, 75 in Australia only. And High Voltage, 75, Australia only.
What's the matter, Clue?
I'm just in from the middle 70s and still rocking. I mean, they don't look so well, but they still can rock.
Well, luckily, I don't know how old Brian Johnson was when he joined the band in 1980, but he still looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Angus, he's lucky he always wore a cap.
Yeah, when he takes it off to the solo, even in the upper level, you're like, oh, man.
Ooh, man, put a little powder on that thing.
Oh, no.
And then think about how much money they've made off of... What is it they use in Iron Man? Thunder? No.
Yeah.
Thunderstruck?
No.
No. Shotgun
shoot
flame?
Shoot the thrill.
Yes, yeah. Shoot the thrill.
I was burnt out on that until they started using it in Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it's the first superhero that goes around with his own theme song.
That is true.
All right. If you've never seen it, you need to watch. It's on YouTube. Some of the video from live at River. Alfie, is it pronounced plate or plate?
Because
it's out of the country.
That I have no clue.
It's a mass of just humanity in a venue larger than you could fathom. And you just see the crowd pulse as they play.
Yeah, it's like one of the, it has to be like one of the biggest soccer stadiums out there. Jesus.
And you know how big soccer is outside of this country.
Yes, I do.
All right. Can you load that song back up? I'm not going to play all of it. I just want to hear part of it. You got it?
Yeah, hang on.
All right, I'll sit here.
Mm-hmm.
What could I do?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, looky there. It was nice of someone to drop that off.
Mm-hmm. Got it?
Yep.
No overprocessing. Listen. I like it. I like it when they talk during the intro. Listen. That we're playing a song in stereo. I mean, damn both channels. And you know there are going to be a lot of sports franchises wear this out.
Yes.
Because they're not just saying baseball. To me, that's kind of assumed.
It is, because that's what they say at the beginning.
Because I think that's what TBS used it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the playoffs. Yeah, and baseball teams, other teams will as well. But yeah, baseball teams will use this for their own, you know, highlight packages to play during games or just internally.
I wonder if they did this intentionally, AC/DC. Hey, mate. We could get a lot of smokes. And if, who was it, ABC with Monday Night Football?
ESPN, ABC, yeah, Disney.
Have them recut a special version. Let's play Monday Night Ball.
Mmm.
It's a lot better than whatever Hank Williams Jr. was doing.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what their intro is now if they have one. I've never...
Didn't they have some chick and they dropped that?
No, that was CBS's Thursday Night Football. They had Rihanna doing an intro or a song for that, and then
they backed away from it for lyrics?
No, they backed away from it because Rihanna got her ass beat by Chris Brown, and they guess that was...
That's not her fault!
Buddy, I'm with you. I guess they thought that would remind people too much of the Ray Rice situation. So they punished Rihanna over it.
Okay, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN needs this for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
That's another thing I like about AC/DC. Most of their songs, about three and a half minutes. A few, a little bit longer, but I don't think they ever went for this six-minute bullshit.
Oh, they didn't want to go for one of the epic rock songs?
They did maybe two or three.
And that's Long Way to the Top, I think, is about 5 minutes and some change.
And Problem Child, but that has got like a couple parts to it.
But I like the end of Long Way because it's got the bagpipes, the screaming guitars. And if you're right in the middle of your radio career, ain't nothing like using a 100,000-watt station to play bagpipes and guitars.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I smoked monitors in the studios. playing along. Like, Chloe was in there one time.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Burning them out.
I pumped the monitors all the way up, got underneath the console, found the amp, and pumped it up some more until Chloe went. All right.
No, I'm not bobbing my head. I'm snubbing, sniffing.
Fire.
Okay.
Were we supposed to play that song again today?
Actually, this was the second time it played at the very beginning of the show.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Okay. Well, there. You got three spins. You're welcome, Don. 614, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thanks, Russ. A new survey asked people what they would rather give up than cake. Cake.
All right, tell me, Homer.
All right. Cake. One in four men and women would rather give up social media than cake.
I don't eat cake, but I'll give up social. I'd give up social media just to give it up.
You can. You're not like you do a lot with it now.
I know I should, but my main focus is supposed to be radio. Well, right. You need social media to support it. No, really, it should be the other way around. Focus on your main gig, and the other support will follow. Unless you're just tired of doing radio. Oh, I want to support social media. Let's stop doing broadcasting.
What do you want to do, radio or Facebook? Choose.
Well, why can't we do both? You can. But if your radio show sucks, Facebook ain't going to follow. You big tooth.
Just under one in four would rather give up wine than cake.
None of these work for me. I don't eat cake.
Yeah, you got to put something else in, like Nutter Butters or something.
Woo! Oh, man.
Or Jack in the Box tacos.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Which I probably could eat on this low-carb diet, because I'm going to guess it's got a lot more fat and protein than carbs.
Yes.
Because the lettuce they put on there, I don't even think that's real.
Well, it might be, but I think the carb thing you have to worry about is the taco shell.
Yeah, but it's fried, so there's a lot more fat. Isn't that the way you go, Alfie? Carb to fat ratio?
I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, if there's a lot more fat and protein, doesn't that offset the carbs?
Not really, because you're still taking...
That's not why I'm losing weight, then.
I was going to say, this sounds like we're getting an insight into your diet and to how you justify eating certain... How many tacos have you had over the last month?
None. The worst thing I had, carb-related, were those two... spring rolls I got Saturday night. And the only reason I ate those, I went, well, it's my birthday. I'm eating something.
Yeah, and I get that. And you
I didn't get
should.
No damn cake. Got a cake in the shape of a dolphin's head, which is like freaky as shit. But yes.
Okay. But you just said that those wouldn't be bad for your diet. And then Alfie
the tacos?
Said they would. Yeah.
I don't know how many carbs are in the Jack in the Box tacos.
So what else have you eaten over the past few weeks?
I've stayed away. I can't think of anything short of those spring rolls that might have had carbs.
Okay.
Short of the muscle milk, which is like 6 carbs per
It's not much.
Bottle. Broccoli's got carbs, but Alfie said that's kind of offset by the fiber.
Yeah, most of the carbs in broccoli is fiber.
So I think I'm doing fine. Maybe I'm not losing weight as fast because I don't have a whole lot to lose. But I got to look like piss if I got personal trainers emailing me going, yeah, we need to do something about that.
That's not why.
Well, why is it?
It's A, they're looking for free radio, like you said, and B, they're just looking for another client.
And another reason why you may not be losing the weight that you think you should be is you may not be taking in enough calories.
That's still what it comes down to, I think.
I got it, but... I'm not working out as much, so I can't be taking in as much calories.
I know, but you might have restricted yourself because when I asked you last week what you were eating, you were basically just having your protein drinks and then a sensible dinner. You're basically doing Slim Fast.
What was it? The air quotes with the sensible dinner.
I didn't do air quotes. I just did the shoulders.
Well, I could see it out of my peripheral.
No.
I could also hear it.
Well, yeah. It's radio.
So what are you worried about with the dinner? The worst thing I have for dinner is...
I'm not talking about the quality. I'm saying you may not be taking in enough calories. Because what happens is if you restrict your calories...
Well, sooner or later, I'm going to lose weight. Look at all the Ethiopians.
But you may not because...
What if I eat flies?
Yes, eat flies.
Too many carbs in flies?
I think they're low carb.
Okay. I saw a horsefly in the bathroom when I was on the commode today. I almost lost my mind.
Because I told you that they bite?
Yeah. Do they not really bite?
No, they bite.
Mm-hmm. That's the first horsefly. They're about the size, about that big, right?
Yeah, they're big. Yeah, when you
isn't
see...
That, isn't that about right?
Yeah.
That's about how big that one was. And it was flying around the bathroom, and I'm slinging my iPhone and anything I can grab, because all I can think about is, Dan said these bite.
Yeah. Yeah, typically when you see a horsefly, you know it because it's obvious it is not a normal fly.
It's about three times the size of a normal fly.
Sounds like a horsefly.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. That was big enough to ride.
It may be getting bigger based on all the dog poop in your house.
Not this one. I finally got a hold of this one.
Okay.
I had an old Summit catalog magazine over my head. Somebody went to wallpaper heaven.
Did you leave him there as a message to others?
Yeah. I can explain why, but I don't have time.
That's okay. Anyway, some of the stuff that people said they would give up as opposed to cake, their favorite TV show, their cell phone, and even 16% of women, 9% of men said they would give up sex forever rather than giving up cake.
That's going to depend on the age.
And the cake.
Well, I mean, if they're in their 60s.
Yeah.
What would you rather have, sex or cake?
I'm going cake. A big cigarette-flavored cake that I asked Alfie for my birthday, and I didn't get it.
Oh, that's just terrible.
I can't find anyone to make cigarette-flavored cake for you.
You got that chick that made a big dolphin's head for Russ for his birthday.
Yeah,
can't have somebody make me a cigarette cake.
I can get you one in the
How
shape.
How hard is it? Just get a cake and put cigarettes on top, and I'll smoke them out.
I still don't like you smoking all the time.
I don't like the fact you don't like anything.
It doesn't really seem like he likes anything that you do.
Are we going out trick-or-treating this year?
Yeah, we'll go out trick-or-treating.
What are you going to dress like this year?
I don't know. I didn't plan on dressing like anything.
Why not?
Because I'm adult.
Halloween. Parties for adults.
Yeah, Alfie, you didn't stop and think that, hey, this is a perfect opportunity for you and Rianiti to have a couple's costume?
Yeah.
Chicks love that.
Why don't we go as the human centipede and you can be in the backside?
No.
And then you can eat my s***.
No, no.
That way you get second dibs and all the best candy. Eat my Halloween s***.
We can come up with something better, can't we?
I don't know.
At least with the Halloween stuff, you get some candy corn as opposed to regular.
You like candy corn?
Sure.
Eat my candy corn.
No, it's a bad idea. We don't have to dress up.
Do you not think she's cute enough to dress up?
No, you're definitely cute enough to dress up.
How about if we go out as somebody from Batman?
That's perfect.
Hang on, I'm trying to think of a funny quote. Yeah, I don't have anything. But whatever, you will be my number one guy.
There it is. I guarantee you'd win for most original costume.
I think that would have gotten Jack Palance an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And he grabbed Jack Nicholson and went, "You are my number one guy. Now eat my sh-."
Just to surprise Jack Nicholson, just to see to get a look on his face. Put this in the bloopers.
I don't know. I can do one on push-ups. I think you better eat my crap.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence is speaking out regarding the recent nude photos of her that were leaked. The Hunger Games star tells Vanity Fair magazine it is not a scandal. It's a sex crime. Over a month ago, Lawrence was among a slew of...
That's probably... an exaggeration, because to me a sex crime is rape, fondling, something...
Doing something against someone's wishes?
Some type of physical contact.
It can be a physical thing, obviously, but it can also be a non-physical.
It's like an invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm. It's an invasion of privacy that is sexual in nature. It's not like they opened up her mail.
I am not justifying anything that these hackers do, but stop taking nude pictures of yourself. Who are you taking these for?
Her boyfriend. And why did
her boyfriend has seen her naked?
Yeah, but they were living. She even said she told the magazine that.
Then stop putting them in the cloud. You got a better chance of nobody ever seeing it if you mailed Polaroids the Postal Service. You got a better chance of nobody seeing those. Hackers don't really worry with the USPS anymore.
Probably not.
Most people don't go mailbox to mailbox going, hey, I wonder if there are new Polaroids in there. I'm going to steal their Hustler.
Over a month ago, Lawrence was among a slew of female celebrities whose phones were hacked and nude photographs of the women were leaked on the internet.
Well, the phones weren't really hacked. The cloud account was hacked.
Someone got something that wasn't theirs.
I understand that. It's still an invasion and there should be some type of federal punishment because those aren't yours. Just
exactly.
Because you can get at them, it's just like all my bank information being stored in a cloud or on a server. I don't want them to have it. That's a federal crime, but the feds don't really seem to be that interested because they're just nude photos.
Well, no, the FBI has been investigating this. They do care. She says it is a sexual violation. It's disgusting. The law needs to be changed, and we need to change. That's why these websites are responsible. Just the fact that somebody can be sexually exploited and violated, and the first thought that crosses somebody's mind is to make a profit from it, it's so beyond me. Offering a bit of reason behind taking the photos, she told the magazine, every single thing that I tried to write made me cry or get angry. I started to write an apology, but I don't have anything to say I'm sorry for. I was in a loving, healthy, great relationship for 4 years. It was long distance, and either your boyfriend's going to look at porn or he's going to look at you. And then she says, anybody who looked at those pictures, you're perpetuating a sexual offense. You should cower with shame. Even people who I know and love say, oh yeah, I looked at the pictures. I don't want to get mad, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I didn't tell you that you could look at my naked body.
It's going to be a natural curiosity. If Cindy Skull had her phone hacked and there are nude pictures of her, if she said, hey, did you look at those? Yeah, I really did. That's a violation. Yeah, I shouldn't have. But I wanted to see it all. I'm tired of beating off to my imagination. By the way, my imagination didn't really hold up. You're a little bit better. I bet she's got a big bush.
Oh, okay.
I bet it's well kempt.
Sure.
But I bet if it ran wild and free, that's another free-range poon.
Mm-mm.
I bet Todd makes her keep it
bushy.
He looks like a shrubbery man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Because he works outside all the time. Man's man, works in construction. They like things that are well-kempt, but they don't crop and top.
I got you.
They'll shave it, but they let it grow wild. I want me a feral. So, yeah, somebody like Cindy Skull, I would look at that. Patrick Davis, I would look at his.
Oh, yeah, certainly. You have to.
I just wonder if he trims his back.
I don't know, because he's growing out that beard on his face. So sometimes you kind of use that as
a gauge of how they let their pubes run.
Maybe.
I don't know, but his beard, he's keeping it close to the face. Yes. So that kind of tells me maybe he's not letting his panty pubes. Not letting those run wild. Don Davis, I bet his just looks like a chickweed field.
May even have a mesquite tree or two.
I can't talk. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:35, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A whole lot going on. Let's start off in Arlington, eastbound I-20 between 287 and Green Oaks. The highway there has finally been reopened. Traffic there is still completely stopped. Right now it's unwinding back from 35W. Still looking at about an hour delay through it. In Richland Hills, eastbound 121 just before Hanley-Edderville. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Halton Road. In Irving, eastbound 114 just before Northwest Highway. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Beltline.
In Lewisville, northbound I-35, right at Business 121. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from regular 121. And in Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Parker Road. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear tonight, 71 for the low. Then tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy skies and a 91 high. Right now, 94. A 97.1, the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my... play fucko?
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
They're gonna put me in the movies.
What is it, Dan?
You said yesterday this is a one-time play.
What?
Yep.
Like, I think Buck Owens did this even before the Beatles did it.
Wow.
Might have been close. But obviously it was so bad, I don't think anybody else covered that song. Buck Owens, the Beatles. I think the Beatles hated it so much, that's why they gave it to Ringo Starr to sing.
Why did they do it? If they didn't like it, was it something that their label made them do? Or
I don't know. They did a lot of covers. They did some Chuck Berry covers. I don't know why. Because of their big premiere in America in 64. They were already a sensation.
Yeah.
I never liked the Beatles. Al Brumley used to write for the Morning News. Loved the Beatles.
Yes, he did.
I could always bait him.
And bait you did, man. God. It was easy. Because that was back when I was working the phone. So as soon as you would start in on the Beatles, I just looked for the line. I knew it was going to ring, and I knew it was going to be Al. One time I picked up, hey, Brumley. He's like, hey, Dan, put me on. We knew.
Well, he would always call in on the hotline.
Yeah.
I would argue with him at my house on the phone. I went, what is it? What? Strawberry field? What does that mean? He goes, it's genius. I went, dude, your tumor's bad. He appreciated that. He didn't want to be treated with kid gloves because he had brain cancer.
Right.
But that was always an easy out. You like the Beatles, goes, you got a tumor. Nothing wrong with you.
That's you.
And he also liked Bob Dylan. I don't know how you put the two together.
Do any one of us like Bob Dylan?
No.
Dr. Thornton does.
Okay, that's true. I figured if any one of us four would have been Alfie.
I don't think Everett does either.
Everett's too much of a metalhead, I think, for that.
It just seems like if you would like one specific style of music, you wouldn't cross over. It's like, I like anything with kind of an R&B groove to it, and there's a lot of that in old rock, middle rock, current rock. So that's why I like decades of music. Bob Dylan just doesn't fit anywhere.
It's that singer-songwriter classification.
To just stand in the parking lot at a concert and ask people as they go in. Explain to me why you're going inside tonight.
I'm going in to smoke dope. Do you know who you're seeing? No.
I think most of them will tell you the same thing, that is, he's a great writer.
Okay, I got that. Knocking on Heaven's Door. I think that was Bob Dylan. Wrote some other stuff. I just can't stand him. And like Tom Petty until I realized he sounds like Bob Dylan.
See, that's weird. I actually like Tom Petty.
I like some of his stuff, but the one sound like Bob Dylan I don't like. There was one year in the late 80s, early 90s, Bob Dylan and Tom Petty toured together. It's like, damn, that's too much ugly on one stage.
Yeah, it's like the one. The one concert that came to town, all the groupies said, well, let's go to this concert. We can actually watch this one.
Yeah, that way we don't have to f*** anybody like at Kiss.
That's right. We can actually stay in front and watch the show.
I've never been to a concert where I can just watch and enjoy the show.
That's one concert we can go to and not worry about being attracted to anybody on stage.
You know they're not going to try and us because they're too old. It's not like going into Cruz's studio on Kiss FM where he f***s anybody.
Oh, my God. I saw him today.
I saw him today, too. He was walking on his way out. He goes, hey, what's going on? I went, I don't know why.
I know. He saw me and smiled in the hallway. I was like, oh, hey, because I was waiting for him to say something. And he's like, yeah, God, I listen to you guys every day. And I'm like, apparently not to all of it.
You must have massive gaps, Slick. Because we've talked about on the air not going down to your studio because we don't want to get wrapped up in any type of litigation. I would rather hang out with Torres.
Damn.
And worried about any type of litigation than hanging out with you.
Mm.
Although very seldom does Cruz have anybody in his studio. He does from time to time.
He does.
But it's not like you just want to kick open the door and go, hey, what's going on? Oh, those are underage girls.
That only happens on Thursdays.
Really? Are you trying to mitigate the damages?
I'm trying to help. Anytime
Your Honor.
They're in his studio for official purposes.
Thursdays.
Yeah.
That's when it happens.
It's only Thursdays. The rest of the week, whistle. Clean as one. Tell me Thursdays. He doesn't ID check.
They come in. It's the cheerleaders from local high school.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say this is a joke.
It is.
Okay, it's a joke. Kidding. He doesn't do anything.
No. Quit making that hand gesture.
That was just for the video stream.
I know, but damn it.
All right, go ahead. We have one more break?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, man.
Men's Health magazine tweeted Monday night, she sees the game differently than you. According to Men's Health, women require storylines to get into sports. According to Andre Markovitz, co-author of Sportista, Female Fandom in the United States, most women don't care about stats. This is what the story that Men's Health linked to on Twitter Monday night.
Most women don't care about stats or sports for the most part. Why would you write a story about it?
Because they said, this is what they want, how to talk about sports with women and how to get them interested in sports.
You guys should probably read that and try and use it on me.
The problem is they deleted it because this created...
Men's Health?
This had so much backlash that they not only deleted the tweet, they took down the whole story.
A story slanted towards men in a men's magazine.
Uh-huh. On how to talk about sports with women.
I think it's a valid topic. Even if I knew about sports, I wouldn't know what to say to a chick. Hey, this will be good because we don't know how it ends.
Well, one of the things is that it's in essence the article is sexist. You're assuming that just because she's a female, she doesn't know or understand anything about sports.
That's fair because I'm a guy and I don't know anything about sports. I know how to do a press conference afterwards.
Yes, you do. You got that down.
We played the football game better than the other football team in the NFL, so we were able to win this one as we had wished to the football god.
There is no football god.
There must be because we won this one and there was no reason. Sometimes we pray to the exotic football god, Terry Dorsey. Sorry, what were you trying to mouth?
Zool.
We pray to the football Zool. There is no God. There is only Zool. Who floats above their bed.
Anyway, so the co-author that was quoted in the story said, most women don't care about stats. The magazine apologized, said it deleted the tweet. The tweet said, she sees the game differently than you. Here's how and what to do about it, with the link to the article, How to Talk About Sports with Women.
And most women don't really care about stats. They don't care about football. That's why you call it. That's where the phrase came from. Sunday widows, something like that.
Yeah.
That came from someplace.
Yeah.
And why are you looking at Alfie?
He was just leaning towards his mic.
Oh. You got something to say?
Yeah. Even Coach Joe ran a football school specifically for women.
You mean at his restaurant?
No. At his... At Texas Stadium at the time.
At his basement?
I don't know.
No, we didn't have a basement.
I didn't know that. How'd you know that?
I remember advertisement for it.
Mm-hmm. Coach Joe Avezzano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a
school for, football school for women.
Yeah, it was a football 101.
Exactly.
It was geared specifically towards women. And he would introduce football to women and give them different terms, different things to look at and to enjoy the game.
Well, that in generality wasn't sexist because if you thought you knew about it, you wouldn't go sign up.
Right. Part of what some of the women and the people that generated the backlash against men's health focused on was the fact that they put in there most of them don't care about stats or the assumption that women don't like sports in general.
They care about stats if they're watching the Miss America pageant. Oh, 36-24-34. Obviously had a boob job and a butt suck. That bitch.
A lot of the backlash on Twitter involved even some women saying, it's like, hey, I work at ESPN. Female. I work at ESPN and run an analytics analysis every year. Oh, and I have a vagina. Does that mean I don't like sports or stats?
It means you're still in the minority.
But that this is
most
how...
of people that work for ESPN are male.
Probably.
Okay. So there's always an exception to any type of rule.
But this is the type of viral backlash that can happen. You may be right in your numbers. Majority of women may not care about sports. But there are enough statistics, unfortunately, to back up that, hey, there, of all the college athletes in the country, 47% of them are females. So you can't say women don't care about sports.
I don't want to get in the middle of this because I got theories.
Theories.
Mm. I don't know.
What I was just, I'll finish my point in saying that viral backlash, this could be a very small number of the actual number of women jumping on men's health for this. But because it was so strong, they not only pulled the tweet, they pulled the story.
It's a men's magazine.
That part.
Why not jump on Playboy every month for each new centerfold?
That's why I get confused about.
Why
some
did you
of
these post
things.
That? Why do you think everybody would want to look at that? Because most people buy men's magazines because they're men, and we want to see chicks with staples in the middle.
Oh, okay. You meant
I don't mean an office supply store. Man, that's a big. See, she got a staples in there. There's a Staples and a Dunder Mifflin inside that bitches. There are just different things that are target. Plus, men's health might have meant it as a parody or satirical.
I think they were serious about it because they were saying one way to trick your woman into caring about sports is you have to, this is their article saying, you have to tell them about the storylines in the sports, not just the numbers aspect.
Well, women do care about that. It's like in porn. That's why they've added storylines to porn. They didn't add it for men, because really, if all porn was targeted towards men, the door would open, you'd hear, and then... That would be the length of a porn movie. All right, last break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
656, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Not a whole lot going on. We'll get started off in Dallas, northbound 635, just before La Prada. Got an accident there with the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from I-30. And Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek. That earlier stalled out vehicle there has been cleared. Traffic still backed up back from Park. In Louisville, north on I-35, right at Business 121. Still got that accident there. It's being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from regular 121. And finally, in Richland Hills, eastbound 121, just before Hanley-Edderville Road. Got an accident there. This one is also in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Haltom Road. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball 2014, plus a four-pack of tickets to the Great State Fair of Texas. More info is at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Clear tonight, 71 for a low. Partly cloudy, 91 tomorrow. Right now, it's 94. The 97.1 The Eagle.
The The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I forgot. What were we talking about?
How could you forget?
Because I forgot. Can we turn the mics off?
No, I'll tell you. You take,
all right.
Taking big ones. Long ones.
Oh. I don't know how we got started on that.
The way women wipe.
Oh, there was a big chick with big hips on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's where it started. Mm-hmm. Huge hips. Almost as wide as a wheel. We were watching that during the break. And Chloe was the one that brought up, damn, how do you get out of that? I said, well, luckily the hole is dead center, so any toilet anywhere is going to work. You just got to get your cheeks apart. Otherwise, it's going to come out looking like Dunder Mifflin paper.
Mm-hmm. It got to be a fat doesn't relocate it.
Yeah, just because you fat doesn't mean your hole is off center. But you've got to, I get the idea of a lot of people wiping while they're still sitting. Because if they got a big butt, their cheeks are already spread apart. Okay. If you got a big butt, you stand up to wipe, you're going to need a fireman to help you out. Jaws of life.
Yeah, but usually the people that when they say that they sit to wipe, they lean a little bit on one side. So then your cheeks close.
That seems like it would work against nature.
Yeah.
But you're right. You look at chicks with hips like that. Sort of the one that was on Wheel of Fortune, I guess a few minutes ago. Sort of normal down to the hips, and then just you get that. Like, how did the body know where to store everything?
Yeah. It was actually when I was a little kid, I used to see.
How does that happen, man?
I used to see larger people, not just women, but men too, if they were really overweight. And I would, as a kid, I looked and thought, how do they stay on the toilet? Because I would think that it would be too small. The toilet would. You'd have to have some sort of big toilet to sit on. That was my thinking as a child.
What is it now?
I still wonder. I can't be comfortable. I know toilets have, I know you can actually get oversized toilets now. And some people need them because their asses are so big.
I don't get why you would need an oversized toilet because
I guess
although it may get a little larger, your hole is pretty much still the same size.
It is, but I think they'll have them a little bit bigger so they're more accommodating to the width. So they're more supportive as opposed to cutting into you.
Maybe they're wider because they're built sturdier so it doesn't collapse under you. I know I wouldn't let Big Stacy take a at my house.
Uh-huh.
So when he was staying there, how did he? What did he do?
Oh, I'm sure he did. But now I did. What I let him stay with me for like 4 or 5 days. I didn't think about. Oh, what's he gonna do to my commodes? What does porcelain cost?
If I was fat, I would worry about that all the time. Am I gonna break chairs, toilets, things to sit on? Seriously,
furniture I wouldn't really worry about because for the most part that's made for several people to sit on. Commodes, that's like one per serving.
Oh man, I just.
And there are people up here I would never want to see take a ever. Skull, I'd like to see it.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Patrick Davis, oh yeah.
No, okay, I got to draw the line there now.
Don Davis, be easy to see him do it because I'm in the woods all the time.
That's his rite of passage. Eventually, you'll see it.
You have to. Well, that answers that question. Now all we need to know is how many wipes does it take?
Look at those Charmin commercials in a whole new way.
Just wait for the L. All right, what do you got left?
A 54-year-old man in Carville, France, lost control of his car when he was driving around a curve last Thursday. He flipped.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. It flipped several times and landed in a ditch.
That sounds dangerous.
It was. The car was completely wrecked, but the man managed to crawl out without any injuries.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So he called his wife to come pick him up. So she jumped in her car, sped to the scene, and then lost control on the exact same curve and flipped her car right into her husband and killed him.
Damn.
Bitches.
I'm coming to save you.
I got this one, baby.
Did she live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she, wife was taken to the hospital. Husband died.
I got nothing for this one. Short of it sounds planned.
It's just one of those. It just sounds like a joke, but it's real life.
That looks like my wife's car.
Thank God she's here to save my life. I hope she don't drive like she... Oh,
yeah, here it comes. I saw this scene out of Spider-Man. Car's going to flip in the air. Nope. Little spider bastards. I'll be here to save my ass.
Just makes you wonder if they were on the phone with each other when it happened. Because if you're him.
I'm coming, baby.
Oh, thank God, because I'm almost dead.
I'm almost there. I'm rounding the corner.
Please, God, don't.
All right, you got time for another one.
Okay. Authorities say a 4-year-old girl in Delaware passed out packets of heroin.
I heard about this on KRLD today.
She passed out packets of heroin she found in her mother's backpack to her daycare friends, thinking it was candy.
Oh, no.
And not just a few packs.
No. The Delaware State Police said in a news release that the girl found the bags Monday in a backpack her mom gave her to use. The pack contained 249 bags of heroin weighing 3.7 grams. Daycare providers called police when they noticed some children with the bags. The girl's mother faces charges of maintaining a drug property and endangering the welfare of a child. 249 bags of heroin.
I'm going to guess, are those little, like, 1-inch by 1-inch sealable bags?
Yeah, those super tiny Ziplocs. Which, every time I've seen those, the only time I've seen those is when they've contained drugs. What else do you use them for?
I don't know. The chick I dated in the 90s that broke up with me because her AA sponsor said, yeah, you can't be in a relationship, because she ended up being on coke.
Oh, yes.
But I go through her stuff afterwards because her mom said there may be some things that you would want. And I find these little, about 1-inch by 1-inch, they look like miniature sandwich bags.
Yep.
Oh, what is this? Oh. She was putting coke or heroin in there. Up until that point, I'd never seen them. So how did they know that the kids had the horse?
Well, they called the police. The daycare workers saw the tiny little bags.
Were all the kids walking around going,
if you want to ride, don't ride the white pony.
Yeah, I think also the deep voice was a red flag.
How old are you?
I'm 6.
Ride
the white horse.
We may need to call somebody.
There ain't nothing wrong right here. If you want to ride.
That's how they find out.
They were suspicious of the tiny little druggy bags.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. I'm having a birthday party this weekend. I will be 7.
I have nothing else for that one.
Okay. Are you feeling a little down? Don't worry. IKEA's new piece of furniture thinks you're amazing.
Oh, that.
The Swedish retailer has introduced a prototype of a mirror in Britain that looks you up and down and gives you a robo-compliment, which people appear to be as thrilled to receive as the real thing. The motivational mirror is based on scientific information commissioned by the retailer itself, which found 49% of Brits received no compliments in an average week. And 33% of the nation feel they look their worst before 9 a.m. on a Monday morning, but this mirror tries to fix all that. IKEA also did research into which specific compliments people would like to hear.
Was this automatically generated, or was there somebody sitting behind the mirror?
I think it's, I don't know, but
I know that there's facial recognition, and if there's symmetry in the face, if you can recognize that and convert that to a digital voice. that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if there was a digital voice, but I know the mirror has like a graphic that would pop up when you stand in front of it, so you can see how it glows with one of the sayings.
Okay, send me the picture. So there's not really a voice.
I don't know. At the very least, it shows you the message on the mirror.
Yeah, this chick standing in front of the mirror. You can't really see the chick. You can just mostly see the mirror. It says, "Wow, you've been working out."
Yeah.
And chicks are going to buy that.
Well, not just chicks.
Well, chicks buy size zero jeans. They buy the concept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fit size zero. You know, that's made mostly for agriculture.
Well, then they do it to men, too. I mean, the size pants you wear is really not the size of your actual waist.
Mine's pretty close. I wear 34, and I measured it. They're 34. I'm 34.
Okay.
I am.
I believe you.
You don't look like it.
I'm just saying, most guys, whatever size pants you wear, like in jeans, like say you wear a 34, if you were to go get tailored for a suit, you may end up being a 38.
No, even my suit pants were 34.
Okay.
Actually, they were 33. That was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So is this mirror for sale, or is it just in IKEA stores going, "Hey, buy our furniture, you hot bitch"?
Well, I don't think they're just telling chicks to buy the furniture. IKEA did the research into which specific compliments people would like to hear. They demoed the mirror at its Wembley store to raise awareness of how simple solutions in the home can make daily routines better.
I am your magical mirror.
Oh, no.
Step on up. Say, baby, let's see if I can guess your name. Is it happens? Damn, I'm the magical mirror. You got a trick or treat by phone? Nope.
But the last person.
Say what?
But the last person got a compliment from
me. Last person got a compliment because they didn't look dog ugly.
This mirror is mean.
The mirror is not mean, I tell you the truth. Damn, why are you standing so far back? You Ken to Don Davis? Are you Big Bitch Foot? Next bitch, step on up.
My turn.
Yeah, good for you. Didn't you email Russ Martin once? Are you here for your reflection, or are you here to eat? We sell spoons, not shovels. Damn, you mind going outside and shading the parking lot? Yeah, I don't think I got nothing now.
That mirror's terrible.
I'm not terrible. You shouldn't be so big. You a stunt double for a damn moose? You have to pay people to touch you?
No.
Okay. I gotta go calm down all the blind kids that are crying.
There it is. They steal that one. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. How'd you do that?
What?
You trying to make a hook shot towards the...
I hit the ceiling.
A serious skyhook you got. Other show websites, djclode.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki 6 is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.